Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
I know, you heard it before, but I'm reloaded! Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. You're not rocking with the best of them, you feel me? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I want to welcome everybody that's jumping in on the phone lines early. Welcome everybody that's listening to me on the internet via www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. You understand what I'm saying? Thanks everybody for hitting me up on the Twitter page. Everybody's hitting me up on the Facebook, on the MySpace, myspace.com/K100radio. You feel me? Everybody that's downloading episodes off of iTunes. We almost at 11,000 downloads and plays. By the end of this week, I should bust that 11,000 mark. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So we doing it, man. You know what I'm saying? People are downloading the show. People are listening to the show. Had a crazy, and I mean crazy, episode last night, especially our after party and the last part of our show for episode 107. You know what I mean? All I can tell you about that is, damn it, you just need to listen to the replay and download that shit. Do it now. You missed a doozy. You missed a doozy if you haven't peeped the game on that one, all right? You feel me? So, like I said, everybody, thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. Want to remind everybody, and I don't give a fuck what nobody says. I don't give a fuck how goddamn intense this conversation is today. I'm playing some goddamn music. And not just one song. And if you don't like it and you hang up, fuck you. Y'all totally taking me off my format for about 3 episodes. I can't get the artists and the sponsorship and the music shit popping if motherfuckers keep running your yaps and don't let me spend no music. I know I run my yap too, but it's my damn show. With that being said, I will play some music. Thinking about softening my stance on playing the big name artists. Thinking about softening my stance on that. Might have to start doing that, but if I start playing the big name artists, and this is a big if because I don't know. Definitely not gonna play the single that's in the club and the shit that you're hearing around. I'm finding all B-side cuts, shit you never really hear, but you know, it's hot. I'm never gonna play some shit that's on the radio still. I don't give a fuck. I'm not playing nothing you hear on your radio FM dial on BET or MTV. I don't give a shit. I'm not doing it. I'm not conforming to the man. But I might every now and again drop a little classic, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop and music, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm saying that basically because I'm going to play a song by Pac tonight. But Pac is not here with us anymore. It doesn't count. You know what I mean? And he's a legend. He's one of the greatest. You know what I mean? This ain't like me playing, you know, I don't know, whatever little stupid-ass song is out. It's not the same thing. It's Pac, man. It's Tupac. I don't count him. I'm not counting Pac with the rest of these fucking chumps. I'm playing a Tupac song tonight. Goes with what it... Not necessarily goes with what I'm saying, but it's pertaining to it. Episode 108. Sister versus Sister. We're going to be talking about something that's going to be... not necessarily controversial. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of some shit tonight on episode 108. I need to damn know. What's up with you women? You women hating. Not necessarily hating on each other, but, you know, what the fuck, man? Why do women just... I got to find out why the women can't get along. I got to find out what is the problem, what is the beef with women. Why all the women claim they don't mess with other women? And so, you know, that's what we're going to be getting into tonight. So before I go on, let me go ahead and finish up the rundown and read the synopsis, all right? First of all, once again, we're on Facebook. Once again, we're on MySpace, myspace.com/K100Radio. Go to Facebook and do a search for K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger up, that is us, all right? Second thing, we're on iTunes, of course, so if you know that you can't listen to the show live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m., which is when we air. If you know you can't catch the show during the live hours, you know, you got to cook for the kids or your favorite TV show's on, if that's the reason, fuck you. But anyway, you got to handle something with the kids and the hubby and the wifey and all this other kind of shit like that, or even at work. Make sure you download the replays of K100. And the best way and the easiest way to do that is by going to iTunes, subscribing to our podcast on iTunes. It's totally free. And if you use the iTunes software, if you're using iPod or iPhone or whatever, it makes it easy for you to update each episode, okay? It does it automatically as soon as you plug your phone in. If not, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And that way, you can get the show, the download the MP3 version from the show site, all right? Let's see, what else? I got that. Oh, yeah. If you're an artist or you know an artist that wants to get their music played on K100 Radio, by all means, send your music in MP3 format to K100Radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's K100Radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, radio. All one word. K100Radio@gmail.com. Send us your MP3s. All right? Send us your MP3s. And we'll get you on here, all right? We play pretty much everything that's good, decent quality music. I'm not too strict, you know what I'm saying, about what I will and won't play. It's just got to be decent. If it's totally trash, you know what the business is. You already know, shawty. You already know. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the rundown. I'm your host, Blizzard. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. Let's go ahead and get into the goddamn proceedings this evening. Episode 108. Sister versus sister. This is something that's just perplexing to me, man. It's perplexing, and it doesn't. It's really just. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Okay. All right. My bad. I had to readjust myself and get my damn drink. Sipping good tonight. This subject is I hope a lot of my fellow sisters don't call in tonight. And deny that I have a point here and that I'm right. Okay, it's the first thing. If you call in, even if it's not you, you may not feel like what I'm about to say. This may not pertain to you personally, but I will say 80% of the time, what I'm about to say and what I'm about to discuss tonight in episode 108, sister versus sister, actually rings true. All right. 8 out of 10 times. I know it's not everybody. I don't like to use general. You know, I don't like to use generalizations on K100. Okay? We know that because generalizations, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of like assuming, and you know what you do when you assume. You feel me? You make an asshole out of you and me. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I understand that it's not ironclad that every black woman feel this way or every woman feel this way. This is something that I feel like really affects black women more than most, but then again, I associate and socialize with about 95% black women, so I can't say that it's indicative and it's only a black woman problem. But I can honestly say that I don't have a whole bunch of Hispanic or Caucasian women that I talk to on a regular basis, have general conversations with them now and then, but not as much as I do with black women. And so this is something I just noticed among black women. Now, of course, if you feel like this is across the board, you know, by all means, I check me. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Say that it's so. But I don't know. I don't know if it is, you know what I'm saying? But all I know is that this is the problem with my sisters, my black sisters, and it might be a problem with other women. So I'm going to go ahead and read a synopsis of the show. And in fact, yes, baby, don't get it twisted. And I'm going to tell you why it is a damn problem. Don't call up here talking about it's not really a big deal. Now I'm going to break down to you why it is a big deal, okay? But let me go ahead and get ready to read the synopsis for episode 108. Let me clear my throat and drink my drink. Mike's Hard Lemonade. I'm taking it light tonight. Here we go. I have actually talked about this on my Facebook page before, okay? I'm reading the synopsis. For those of y'all that don't know who's tuning in, because I see some unfamiliar numbers, I read a synopsis about each one of my shows, about what I'm going to talk about, and this is the same thing that I send out in my text messages, on my MySpace page, on my Facebook page, and in my email blast to everybody that's a fan of K100. Everybody that's on all those pages, they see the same thing I'm about to read to you right now. And it's a breakdown of what I do, but a breakdown of about what I'm going to be talking about. And so I always read it live on the air to jumpstart the subject, okay? I've actually talked about this on my Facebook page before. And the conversation got over 100 comments. That's a lot for a comment for one status on Facebook. Since I'm a very social person, both in the real world and in the digital, I interact with a lot of people, and especially women. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I like the women. I love the ladies. Love them. Yeah. If you know me, you know that. And one thing that I hear a lot from women, and sadly, especially black women, is a central answer when you ask them about their friends. Let's just say, for instance, I say, you know, me and my homeboys, we over here at the crib, whatever, won't you call up some of your girls, blah, 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 and come through, fall through, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? You know, this is when this comes up a lot of times. You know, this is just one example of how it can come about, the subject. Quote, 8 out of 10 times you're going to hear a chick say this, especially a black chick. I don't mess with a lot of females, or I don't hang with chicks like that. Okay, once again, if you say to a woman, when you ask them about their friends, you know, you want to hook up, you got some friends, you know, I got some homies, whatever, however you're trying to get into the subject of her friend, 8 out of 10 times she's gonna say, I don't mess with a lot of females, or I don't hang with a lot of chicks like that. Now, if you are a man, you can agree with me 100% that most, like I said, 80% of the time, you agree with me, we're agreeing 100%, we're in agreement, that most of the time, when you are either dating a woman, or maybe just cool with one, that you have heard them say this, all right? You've heard your lady say this, or one of her friends, or if a chick you just cool with, or whatever, you've heard them say this before. I know you have, 8 out of 10 times. Now, it's not that men just hang with whoever, whenever, and wherever, either. You feel what I'm saying? Make no mistake. I don't fuck with a lot of niggas like that. You feel me saying? I don't just go out randomly befriending new niggas like that because I don't know these cats like that at the end of the day per se. You feel me? But I know for a fact that in general, men have more people that we call friend or associate than women do. We just do. Plus, we keep our friends and associates longer. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I said it. And we do. You know it's true. Black women have an issue with other women. A distrust that is woven into their psyche that I just don't get. Now, when you ask one of them why they don't hang with other women or have female friends, guess what? We're back to another 80 percentile answer. 80% of the time, the answer will be women are too messy. Yes! The answer will be, in fact, in those exact words, women are too messy. Or something, a close variation of that phrase. They're going to say something like that, all right? Really? I mean, really? So then, is there any wonder why, ladies, this is just a little tidbit of information. Is there any wonder why if you, as women, can't even stand to be around each other, us as men, have a hard time committing to be around one of you forever? Just a side note. It's an observation, ladies. Think about it. Think it over. So here we are. Here are the questions, everybody. Here are the questions. Well, why do so many women feel like they don't want or need female friends or associates? Do you think black women have an issue with each other? And if so, what do you think it is? And if you're not black, it doesn't matter. Just women in general. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just noticing that this is a real bad problem with black women. Do you think black women have an issue with each other? You know, and if there's some issue that's making you not want to have too many female friends or hang around too many female friends, you feel me? What do you think it is? You know what I mean? Not what they tell you it is, not what people tell you it is, but what do you really think is the problem? A question for my ladies. What experience made you feel this way if this is how you feel about female friends? What is it that gave you, why do you say that? Okay, I'm trying to get to the bottom of why do you feel like I don't have too many female friends. Why, baby? Why you don't got no female friends? Because they messy. How did it come to that? What happened to you? All right? Is this just something that was passed down to you that you told, that your friends told your friends or your mama told you? I don't know if it's passed down or I don't know if it's some shit that's going on with the women, but I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. I don't understand it, but I hear it all the time. And it's just an observation that made me say, why the fuck not? Why don't you have any female friends? I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. Next question. Have you ever been hurt or betrayed by a friend? And that is why? If you prefer to hang around men more than women, and I'm not talking about your man. If you're a female and you prefer to hang around men more than women, why? Why would you prefer to hang around us when you're just hanging? You know what I mean? Do you think that women are in competition with each other more than men are? Once again, do you think that women are in competition with each other more than men are? And if so, why the hell are y'all competing so damn much? Is this an every woman issue or do you feel like it's a black woman issue? And if so, why? All right. So those are the questions I'm going to be asking everybody. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Welcome everybody that's on the line. You rocking with Blizzom. You rocking with one of the best of them. All right. I'm going to the phone lines now. And I'm going to open it up. First person on the line is, funny, not even a black woman. But she's a woman. Jana, what's happening, baby? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey,
now I know you heard that I felt like this problem was indicative to black women, you feel me? But I'm glad that you're the first person that was on the line that called, you feel what I'm saying? Because, first of all, I'd like to know, am I wrong in that assumption? Is this a problem with white women, too? Is this a woman problem in general? Because, like I said, I don't socialize with that many white women to where I can talk freely with them like that. But I'm noticing that my sisters, this is definitely an issue with my sisters, my black sisters. But is it an issue with white women, too? Or is this, you know... Am I all based with that? I'm asking you that question first because you're not black. But I'm going to get to the regular questions.
I think it's just an issue, period, with in generally, mostly all women, I'm thinking, yeah.
So it's like that with you. Well, okay. Well, now that you've answered that, let me go ahead and jump into the actual questions, all right?
Okay. All right.
Obviously, the first question is, why do so many women feel like they don't want or need female friends? You know what I'm saying? What is your general hypothesis? Why do you think that this is the way it is? First of all, do you agree with that? Do you agree with that, my assessment, that women feel this way?
Yeah.
Why do they feel this way? What is it? You tell me. I'm in class today, okay? I'm learning today, okay? I don't know the goddamn answer. I'm not a woman. And I don't know what the hell is going on, but I'd like to get to the bottom of it. This is just something that a lot of me and my homeboys be talking about. And we be like, man, you know, every motherfucking female tell me that same shit, homie. I'd be like, for real? I thought it was me, man. I thought it was just the chicks that I knew. But it was like, nah, man, every time I talk to a chick, she talk about some, she don't fuck with hoes and blah, blah, blah. She don't got no female friends. I'd be like, well, what the fuck is going on with the chicks? You know what I mean? I don't know. So what do you think it is, Jana? What do you think it is?
It's basically based on trust. You can't trust just any female. You can't trust the next
Jana,
female most of the time.
Jana, Jana,
I'm sorry.
Jana. Let me. I don't want to cut you off. But listen to me.
Okay.
Men feel the. Listen to me, everybody. Men feel the same way. Okay. We don't just randomly trust niggas like that either. Okay. Especially
right.
If we out here in these streets, we don't just trust cats like. It's not even that. So that's just. Just randomly trusting people, that's a people thing. That's a living in Atlanta in a big city in a metropolis, like that's the way of life. You trust the wrong motherfucker, you can end up dead. Okay? We don't just trust people like that. It's more than just a general mistrust of people. Okay? Because men are the same way. Any adult is like that. You know, we teach our kids to be leery and everything like that. But it's something more to it with the women. It's something, it's extra. it's more. Because for some reason, y'all have less friends, less associates, less women that y'all trust. Y'all always say you don't mess with them. You know what I'm saying? You never hear a guy say, yo, what's up with your homeboys? Oh, I don't even fool with niggas like that. You rarely hear a nigga say that. And if he do, you like, nigga, why? What's up with this dude? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? He don't got no homies, no kicking. You know, you're looking at him a little funny. Like, yo, what's up with this dude? He got some issues or something, right? But with women, it's standard operating procedure. So the generalization that it's just a mistrust of people in general, I'm not buying it. Because men, in general, mistrust women, but it's not. You still don't hear us say that every time. 9 out of 10 times when somebody asks us about our friends. You feel what I'm saying, Jenna? So it's got to be something more to it than that. You got to give me more. Give me more. That, I'm not buying that. That's not enough. What else?
I'm gonna try to break it down. Okay. You can't trust them because they're always trying to get what you want. They see something that you like, they're going to try to go away about it. They're going to go try to behind your back. And they do all sorts of crazy shit, try to lure you away, or they try to be like, oh, you think he's cute or whatever? And like, ah, nah, he ain't no good, blah, blah, blah. And guess what? What do they try to do? They try to go after him just because they see.
Jenna.
Okay, you go on, say what you got to say.
Jenna, listen to me, baby. Listen to me. And I'm so glad that my phone lines are filling up with all these damn women. I'm coming to every single one of y'all. Believe that. Let me tell you something, Jenna. Before I even got to the next part of this damn question that inevitably I will get to, you have already juxtaposed men into this scenario. You injected us into the problem ASAP. And so now, I'm going to automatically assume not. And look, I didn't even bring up women. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't about, I know that I didn't want to admit to this. I didn't want to admit to it. You feel me? I didn't want to say it. I wanted to hear you say it. I want to hear the rest of these females say it. It's about men. Ain't it, Jenna? It's about men. It's men. You women are letting the men come between friendships. No, I'm not laughing. I'm dead fucking serious.
Okay.
Because I didn't even bring up fucking men until you instantly. Oh, he's cute. You brought up the heat factor and soon as you started talking. You brought up the heat factor. Are you women really? Are you women? Oh, yeah, they're raising their hands now, baby. Yeah, I love it. I'm coming. Hold on. All of y'all, all 10 of y'all with y'all hands raised, I'm coming. I got 12 people on the line, 10 people hand raised. Yeah, listen to me. Are you women really going to sit here on K100 and admit openly that it's the men that's stopping you from having meaningful friendships and associations? Go ahead, Jenna.
Okay. That whole messy factor, that's where the whole messy factor comes in.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying all women, because yes, I do have friends with some women, but a lot of women, they do tend to get messy. They tend to get you in between their business. They try to get in between your business. It's just ridiculous. It goes as far back as to when you're in like grade school.
Really?
It goes back like ever since like elementary and throughout. It's just all sorts of sneaky type of shit.
It's funny that you should say that, Jenna, because you know what? Every time I have a show about sex or cheating or anything, and I say, you know, women, y'all the motherfucker, y'all the sneaky ones, y'all more sneaky than the men. All the women want to kill Blizzum. Oh yeah, kill Blizzum. Kill me dead for saying y'all the most sneaky motherfuckers. But actually, here we are. And here we are full circle, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I will expose you fucking women tonight. I will. I love y'all, but I'm exposing some shit tonight. See how we already getting to the bottom of this shit, and I ain't even got to the rest. I ain't even talked to the black women yet. All right, Jenna, on to the next question so I can get these lines, because my lines are filling up like never before. Interesting about this. Interesting that this should be a hot episode. Have you ever been hurt or betrayed by a friend? And if so, is that why you feel like this, Jenna? Is that why?
Yeah, probably betrayed. Yeah, you would say betrayed. Yeah, basically, yeah.
About a man. It was about a man. The way you feel, the reason you feel like this, because you admitted that you feel like this yourself. This whole thing derived from something that happened between you, a female, and a man, a male, right? This is what you're saying. That's essentially the question, right?
50-50, yeah.
50-50? Well, if it's half that and then half, what else?
Okay, it's half just plain cruel.
That women are cruel?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But Jana, you would understand that listening to my show, you would think that all men are motherfucking dogs, right? We the motherfucking pigs. We the dogs. We the hoes.
But baby, it works both ways.
Now we talking. One more question. I'm going to the next person. All right. Do you think women are in competition with each other more than men are?
Yeah.
Are y'all in competition with each other?
More so than men. Yeah. I would think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they too damn busy worrying about what the next chick wearing. Oh, her toe polish is shit. Whatnot. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Jenna. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line because I got so many people raising their hand, I can't even scroll all the way down and see them all. I'm going to get to everybody. Please don't hang up. Stay on the line if you can. Hopefully,
we can
all learn together. Maybe we can learn together. Thanks for calling. Key is up next. And then I see 850258. Then I see Keisha F. And then I see LL. Then I see Shay. Then Michigan Girl. Then 44429. And then all y'all people down here at the bottom that want to hit me up. Make sure y'all hit the number one and come into the goddamn, raise your hand in the host queue. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be ready. Key, what's happening, baby?
What's going on?
Okay. Now, you heard my exchange with Jenna. All right?
Yes, I did.
I wasn't trying to badger Jenna. But truth is truth. That was an enlightening conversation. All right? So, my first question to you, Key, is, of course, do you feel like, A, I'm right on. Do you feel like I have a point with episode 108, Sister versus Sister? Is there an issue with women and women having friends, female friends, first of all?
Yeah, there is definitely an issue.
Okay, now that we've got that far, is this an every woman issue or do you feel it's a black woman issue more so? If so, why not?
I think it's a woman issue. I think it's just a female gender issue.
Okay.
Across the board.
Okay, now, before we dig a little deeper, why do you feel so many women feel like they don't want or need female friends? Just give it to me generally. What would that say?
I'm not sure. I mean, I have female friends, but you know what I'm saying?
You don't have that many, though. Hey, look, I'm not saying women don't have friends.
Well, it depends on the definition of a friend. You know,
Friends or associates.
I mean, I don't have a lot. I have both. But I don't have a lot of male friends and associates.
Mm-hmm.
Not friends, so it just depends on the person, I think.
You know, but you said that you admitted that it's a female problem. Why? Okay, maybe it's not. Maybe you're just not the type who just has that many friends. And listen, everybody, pay attention. I understand that some people just don't do friends. They just don't do it. You feel what I'm saying? But then sometimes you'll see a woman who got a million and one homeboys, guy friends, and not necessarily that she a hoe. She just don't fuck with females like that.
Yeah,
right.
See, I'm not that either. Yeah, mine is like, I'm kind of balanced when it comes to the two. I'm personable.
Okay. Well, since you said that it is an issue, though, you admitted it is an issue. Why do you think
it's an issue?
Well, why? But you said you don't know why. Let me ask you this. Is it men? Or is it men?
I think it's a society issue. I think it's society type thing, and it goes to your last question about competition, because you know society says a woman should look like this and that, so women just are constantly trying to keep up with what they think. I'm not gonna put it on the man, but the thing is, we're from little girls, we prone to try to attract a mate.
Okay.
So we try to go by what society, some people do.
Okay.
They base themselves on what society deems to be attractive. So it is like a competition. Like, who's trying to attract the mate? Who's going to get the, you know what I'm saying? Who's going to win the prize, so to speak?
But, listen. I know, and I know. I know it's gonna be a whole bunch of women that's gonna come and say the same thing tonight, and I know that this is probably how some of them view it, and it is. But this is my issue with what you just said. Okay,
what?
Listen,
mm-hmm.
You said it's about society says about, you know, how you're supposed to look. That has nothing to do with friends and associates. You said society says,
well,
you're supposed to get married.
Some people tend to view that friend or associate as competition, and you might block me from getting what I'm trying to get, which ultimately is more like a jealousy type issue. I don't really know. I don't see competition because I feel like a person's gonna like what they like. Period.
That's exactly my point.
I don't compete with other women. I don't compete with other women because you gonna like what you like. It's no point of me trying to look like her, act like her, hang with her, you know, just like her. Because no, I can't even relate to that. Period.
Okay. So when you say, you know, it's about getting the prize. That's what I was gonna say. Like, it don't matter. You gonna get whatever prize. I mean, you know.
Some women don't see it that way, though.
Listen. That's still a man thing. That's still injecting men into this.
That's what women are going after. That's what women go after is men.
What does that have to do with you and your friends and associates? For God's sake,
Because with me and my friends and associates, because I guess since that's what they're trying to go after, depending on what you're trying. Because some women do it when it comes to jobs. They've been betrayed when it came to a job or something, you know. I don't really know. I mean, no. I think ultimately it boils down to insecurity. That's
okay.
The bigger picture right there is insecurity. Because once you're secure in yourself.
Wait a minute. So you're saying, because you haven't disagreed with me, and neither has Jenna, and I'm pretty sure most people won't, that 80% of women have this. So you telling me that 80% of women are insecure? 80% of women take this
in certain areas, yeah. In certain areas, yeah. I would say that. And it's not even about looks. Insecure just with themselves because they don't know. They can't form their own identity because they're too busy trying to identify with everything else. So that is an insecurity issue.
Okay. I can't agree with that, and then because I don't agree that 80% of women have an insecurity issue. I don't believe that.
Most people associate insecurity with looks. It's more to it than just looks.
Yeah,
you can be insecure with your identity in general, not even knowing who you are. And that's why a lot of women start chasing after men because I can't stand to hear somebody say, I want somebody to complete me. No, you're supposed to be complete already. That's why I say it's an identity issue. If you can't, if you're not sure of your own identity, you're going to start to attract other people that's not sure of theirs. It's a whole trickle-down effect. It's a much bigger picture to it than women just like, I don't associate with other women.
But I'm going to get to the bottom of it. I got two more questions. I'm going to the next call. I got so many people on the line. I'm going to get to everybody. Please, y'all, hang on. I got plenty of time. We just starting. I'm going to ask you this. You said you really don't feel this way, per se. You're just not that kind of person. So the next two questions are, what experience made you feel this way? If this is how you feel about female friends, and have you been hurt or betrayed by a friend? Is that why?
I have two close friends. We've been friends over 20 years. They've never done anything so bad to me that it's like they betrayed me and made me not want to have any other friends. They do keep me very busy though, you know, as far as being emotional help, you know, being supportive. You know, it's when you're a real friend, that's like a job. Because you're there for that person. So for me, I don't really try to make any additional friends because it's a job having a real friend and being a real friend. So I have associates. I don't mind having associates.
I like that.
Hold on, wait a minute.
And I want to make sure everybody understands. Everybody pay attention. Friends / associates. I'm talking about both categories. So when you know, if you're answering a question one way when it pertains to friends and you're answering a question another way as it pertains to associates, by all means, break down the difference. Now, like she said, I have a small circle of true friends. Let me ask you this before I go to the next caller. Let me say this and then I'm going to ask you the next question. You already answered the other question about competition. You feel me? Do you prefer to hang around men, more than women when it comes to hanging out, or would you prefer to hang around women?
It depends on what I'm doing. I can go either way. I mean, I like hanging out with my female friends. If I'm going out, clubbing out, I mean, either one with me. Don't really matter.
Okay. All right. Well, you kind of jumped, and you jumped to the last part of the questions. You feel what I'm saying? That you just said. I want to say one other thing, and I'm going to go to the next caller. Like she said, being a friend is a full-time job. You know what I'm saying? If you have too many friends, you can weigh yourself thin because, you know, they may need you and call you and do all that kind of stuff. I get that. I dig that part about it. So if you're just the kind of person who understands that if you're one of them diehard friends that's going to do whatever for their friend or whatever, and it's like, you know, you can't have too many friends because your friends take up a lot of your time.
Yeah.
If you're going to go with that, listen, if you're going to go with that theory, then start using the word associate if it makes you comfortable. You feel what I'm saying?
I have a few associates.
So I guess you can use this in associate as it pertains to associates more so than true ironclad lifelong friends per se, because I can understand that part that you brought up, but we still.
I mean, I can have female associates. You just have to be able to know. You just have to know how to deal with certain women. You just gotta know how to deal with certain women. It's not that you don't you can say the attitude. I just don't deal with them. Period. You just have to know how to deal with certain women. Everybody got their own personality, and you deal with them accordingly.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's what men do. You see, that's what men do. Let me thank you for that. But I'm going to the next call after this. 850-258 on deck. All right. Let me tell you something. This is what men do. Okay. What we do is we don't say I don't fuck with niggas, blah blah. If we say we don't fuck with a nigga, this nigga done did something to us. Okay. If we say we don't make no generalizations like that right there. We don't fuck with this nigga because this nigga owes us money or he did some old fuck shit in the street to us and we don't trust this nigga. He might be the police, whatever. But what we do is when we will say, man, we'll be like, man, everybody here, let's all hang out. The gang's out here, all that. You feel what I'm saying? We'll do it like that right there. And when we do it, we tend to like feel a cat out or whatever. It's like women, they ain't even trying to feel a motherfucking other woman
it's
out.
They're
like,
so emotional. They just
it's like, fuck
that.
They don't
so
fuck
emotional.
With hoes like that. I don't do chicks like that. Chicks too messy. But with us, we more prone to take it on a case-by-case basis. You feel what I'm saying? We more prone to take niggas on a case-by-case basis. You understand what I'm saying? And that's just how men are. You got to do something to a nigga for a nigga to say he don't fuck with you. But women will just be like, I don't fuck with chicks. Like, they don't even want to attempt to make a new friend. Dudes, unless you're like a hardcore gangster nigga and you doing some real street dirt, you don't need niggas in your circle because, nigga, they might be the feds. You feel what I'm saying? Outside of some shit like that, niggas don't take that stance. You feel what I'm saying? We don't take that stance.
Yeah, men, women just emotional. They so emotional, so they get caught
up in
that. So
that is it emotion? Is it because y'all
think
are
it is. I think they just get caught up in emotion so much that, you know, I do like the men do. I take you on a case-by-case basis. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all, some women, I can feed them with a long. I can hang out with just about anybody. But that don't make you my. I can hang out with you. You know what I'm saying? When you get doing that messy shit, I'm going to check. I'm going to put you in check about it. And we're going to keep it moving. And you have to be like, nah, I can't hang with you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Next caller, hang on the line if you can, though. All right?
All right.
850-258. Get at your boy.
Hi, Tyra. What's your lip?
What's going on? Aha. I didn't think you were going to call. What's happening, Shalit? I didn't think you want to call.
You know what? We already done had a discussion, but Keila right. She's so right. I mean, and so was Dina. It's females that you can be cool with, and it's some that you can't be cool with. You just got to fill them out. And I'm one of them type of females that I will fill you out, and if I can't be around you, I'm not gonna associate myself with you.
So
and
you
I
don't...
just leave it like that.
So you don't feel like my general statement for episode 108, sister versus sister, do you agree or disagree with the fact that I said 80% of women be on some, I don't hang with females, I don't got too many females, I don't fuck with females like that because they miss it. Do you agree with that assessment? 80% of women take that stance, right?
I've been there, so yeah.
Okay, now... Okay, so you saying that you take them on a case by case, but since you acknowledge that 80% of the women do feel like that, why do you feel like the 80% of the women who do have that stance have that stance? What is the messy shit, Shalette? What is the messy shit? What is messy? What is it? What is being messy? I mean, fucking your man is being messy, but sometimes it ain't got a chick ain't got to fuck your man in there, and the woman still be like she just messy.
It don't have to always be about the man.
Well, what is it?
It can be about other situations. She could be putting your business out there in the streets, whatever. You know, she could say your friend, but be talking about you behind your back. It just depends on how she do. Just like I said, you gotta be able to see if that's the kind of female you want to hang around. Bottom line. She might be really messy. She might be trifling as hell. She might fuck your man. But you need to be able to fill them hoes out, bottom line. And once you see that, then that's when you be like, hey, you need to kick rocks, bitch. It's time for you to go. You know what I'm saying? I can't be friends with you because I end up whooping your ass kind of shit.
Okay. Now, I understand. I mean, anybody fucks anybody's old lady, old man, whatever. You know, you're going to be ready to, you know what I'm saying, get it in. I understand that. You feel what I'm saying? That I dig. But I'm just saying, like I said before, you know, I'm seeing this. And it's like a chick. See, my thing. Okay, this is my thing, everybody. Pay attention, everybody.
I have a lot of homeboys that are, I'm like this. You know what you're getting when it comes to men. What does that mean? Because, you know, men gonna be 100 with you all the time. Sometimes they got other angles. But
niggas lie too.
They don't. What?
I mean, niggas lie too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A nigga tell you a lie in a minute to get your pussy in. You know that.
I know that. But I'm just
okay.
saying, you know which ones you can kick it with too. You gotta weed them out too. It ain't just the females. It's males too.
But when niggas do stuff like that to be messy, we call them bitch niggas because they acting like a female. You feel what I'm saying? This is my other thing. Pay attention to everybody. This is my thing. And this is just a sidebar question to the show. LL, you on deck. I'm coming to you, baby. Listen to me, everybody. Everybody pay attention online. I got 20 people on the line. 9 of y'all got your hands raised. Listen to me before I get to y'all. I don't understand for the life of me how these women can sit on this show tonight and the rest of these people that I come to the show, I'm pretty sure they're going to agree with me. I don't understand for the life of me how y'all can sit here, openly admit on this show that y'all be sneaky, y'all messy. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all can admit all these things. Y'all more emotional. Hold on. Keith said y'all more emotional. You agreed. All that right there. But at the end of the day, it's like we the ones that always get the bad rap. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We the ones who always seem like we the problem sex. We the sex that caused the drama in the relationship, and we the ones who we the dogs. And why is that? Why are we viewed like that? And we're sitting here having a show where everybody's agreeing with me that 80% of the women don't fuck with women.
Cause y'all niggas
don't want.
But I mean,
you just said it, honey. Now, goddamn it,
are you shooting me?
You just said we keep it 100, then you said we don't keep it 100. You got to take a pick.
Yes, I do. I keep it 100. I'm saying niggas don't keep it 100.
But you said niggas keep it 100 a minute ago when you first started talking, until I said niggas alive
you
for your
see
pussy.
What I said? Okay, we might be breaking up. I said I keep it 100. Some niggas don't keep it 100. Some of them do.
Okay.
That's the ones that do that you can be real cool with and be friends with. I got a homeboy that I just came back from seeing. That's
Shalette.
My nigga.
But Shalette, my thing is, but Shalette, see, listen. Do you get what I'm saying, Shalette? See, this is my thing. I understand what you're saying with that right there, baby. Listen to me. But it's some women that can keep it 100. So since we all know everybody is individuals and you're supposed to take people on a case-by-case basis, I'm trying to figure out how in the fuck did it come to the point where 80% of women always utter out their damn mouth, I don't fuck with hoes because they messy? If we sitting here agreeing on K100 Radio that women can be messy, niggas cannot keep it 100, just like women cannot keep it 100, and some women can keep it 100. You just said you keep it 100. Well, you ain't the only motherfucker that can keep it 100 out here on the planet. Why the fuck is there a general attitude with women that they don't do hoes?
Females, you did not hear me when I said it's been females, just like myself, that's been in situations with other females that was like that, and you be like, you get mad because you like, you're a female, you ain't supposed to be doing that kind of shit. And you get mad and you be like, man, I'm
fucking hurt. Have you ever been hurt or betrayed? Have you ever been hurt or betrayed by a friend?
Yes. A really good friend of mine, yes.
What did she do?
It was, I'm not going to say, but yeah.
Did it she fuck really your dude?
Hurtful. Huh?
She fuck your man.
It wasn't just that. It was a lot. It was a whole lot of other stuff.
So that's why you feel, so that's why you feel how you feel.
Yeah.
Have you ever been fucked over by a man?
Plenty of times.
But you don't feel that way about me, Shalette. You just said a minute ago.
You paying attention to my Facebook sometimes.
I know. But yet and still, you're sitting here on K100 telling me that, you know what I'm saying, dudes keep it more 100, and, you know, you just rather, you know, dudes ain't like that. You ain't got to put up with that. Dudes ain't messing like that, blah, blah, blah. But you telling me that you done missed all these women on the line, all these women on the phone. Listen, all these women on the phone tell me the same thing.
If y'all friends, niggas don't do stuff like that. Friends. They don't be messy like that. That's what I'm saying. If he a friend, nah. I mean, that's the same thing. If a female was your friend, but she was being messy, and you don't get it as much as you do with men.
Okay. All right, but we the dogs. We the sex ass hoes. We the ones who can't keep our dick in our pants. Okay. We the bad guys. We the bad guys.
You know what? You need to quit.
I'm just saying, I think that's fucking hilarious. I think that's hilarious. I think it's hilarious that we got that rep. I think it's hilarious that we got that fucking rep. But obviously, we sitting here on this show discussing you women, and we exposing
some,
what it is.
Some men are dogs, Cyrus, but not me. And some women are.
And all men, all women ain't messy, Shalette. But yet and still, here we are at an 80 percentile rate of women who feel like they can't fuck with hoes because they messy. I'm trying to figure out how is this possible. I'm going to the next caller. Thank you for calling the show, baby. Stay on the line. All right?
All right,
stay on the line. LL.
Hello.
Maybe you can help me out, baby. Do you hear my conundrum? Do you hear where I'm stuck between the rock and the hard?
I hear what you're saying, and I'm feeling all my girls what they're saying, but I think what they're trying to say is, and I'm just going to put it out there. Maybe I'm putting too much out there, but I'm going to keep it 100. The reason why women don't really deal with too many other women is because us as women, we know women. We know how conniving, we know how sneaky, we know that we can take it to the extreme with a lot of things.
Thank you. Once again, LL, could you say it again? Hold on a minute. This is the K100 fucking exclusive. Real motherfucking truth serum. Hold on. Wait for it. LL. Again, please.
We know how sneaky and conniving and evil we can be.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times what happens is, now, and we don't allow females too many chances with us. If you burn us one time, it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. If you burn somebody else and word got out, because we talk, everybody know females talk, we going to say what the homegirl did, it's going to get out or whatever. And, you know, females got certain friends that they can tell everything to, and then they got some friends that they don't tell jack to, or they have certain topics that they will speak on with that friend. So once that friend has broken that loyalty and it has gotten out that she's broken that loyalty, well, she has that stamp on her forehead now. You can't tell her nothing. You know what I'm saying? Once she done slept with somebody, man, you can't trust her. Once she done did whatever, they have that stamp. And us females, we're not so forgiving. So if we hear that you're carrying that title and it ain't clear that you've made a drastic change and that's just something you did in your younger days, then we ain't fooling with you. And if we do decide to fool with you and that was something you did in your younger days, you really going to have to go over and beyond before you're going to get that title of a friend with us. You will be an associate for a long, long time. And it's just because we know what we would do. And if you already show them traits, ain't no need for you to be a part of our crew. And if you are a female, a part of a crew that has got one of them stamps or all of them stamps, 9 times out of 10, we ain't associating with your crew either, because we stick by the birds of a feather flock together. We do that. We stick by that all day. It ain't necessarily true, but if your girl in your group, that could be your girl that be talking to everybody else's business, that could be your girl that you tell everything to. You think that's a loyalty between you and her, but everybody already knows she tell everybody business. You know what I'm saying? So we just decide we're not forgiving. We know the possibilities and the lengths that we, us as women will take things to if we decide to. And we, a lot of times, we just like, we ain't enough for the headache. And like he said, there is a, we know how to deal with, and if we do deal with you, we're going to deal with you on a short leash. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hang out with you or whatever, but you're not really in the circle like you might think.
Okay, I understand.
So it's one of those things.
Okay, all right. And I mean, hey, I like all those answers. I particularly like the part about women knowing how sneaky and conniving y'all are. I know it. I've been knew it, but oh no. Niggas are the dogs. Anyway,
it ain't all about the dudes. It ain't
okay.
All about we
so
don't deal
about
with other females because somebody done cheated or somebody done slept with somebody. No, it's because we know how messy each and every last one of us can be if it's brought out of us. And if you already show them traits, we're not going to take that chance with you. It's a no-go.
Okay, so then for these two questions, there is no experience that made you come to feel this way, or you haven't been hurt or betrayed by a friend, and that is why you feel the way you feel? Nothing has personally happened to you to make you derive this? Because obviously you're in the 80th percentile of women who say they don't do hoes like that because they messy. So, just judging from what you said, you fall up under the 80th percentile. But there's no experience that made you feel this way. You weren't betrayed or hurt by a friend. It's just general consensus of the psyche of a woman.
General consensus of the psyche of a woman. Because everybody done been hurt by somebody, whether it's a close friend, a family member, or whatever. Everybody has that story to tell. Once you're past a certain age, everybody has that story to tell about how somebody they felt really close to, that they adore, that they love, that they call them friend or family or whatever, has hurt them. It's not, that doesn't create that perception at 28, okay, your homegirl since fifth grade slept with your man and all of a sudden, no, I don't deal with females. Uh-uh. It doesn't happen then because everybody has that story. It's just the general psyche of a woman. Just, I mean, you guys do it too. If a dude really, really, y'all are just more forgiving. Y'all be like, man, that nigga was on some other stuff that day or whatever. We're not as forgiving as y'all. We're not. We
Thank
don't
you.
Take the chance. We don't take
oh
the chance.
Oh, my God. Do I know. Listen to me, LL. I know this. See, these are things that I already know about women. You ain't telling me nothing I don't know. I know women are not forgiving motherfuckers, people. I know that. I know y'all more emotional. I know y'all more sneaky. But now, instead of me saying it, and it sounds like I'm trying to goddamn just say all women are blah, 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 instead, it's coming from the mouths of babes. You know what I'm saying? It's coming from y'all. Because y'all, you, and whoever else on this show who's agreeing with what I'm saying, basically y'all are backing that theory up that I have. That y'all are the more conniving
like
sex.
Like he said, you
y'all
know,
are, y'all are
the
sex that, y'all are the more emotional, unforgiving sex. It's y'all, not us.
We are. And like he said, you know, it's a full-time being a friend. And 9 times out of 10, we got our homegirl that we done known for forever, and she's still in our circle, and she one of the messy chicks. But we know how to deal with her, and she just going to be her. But do we got room for another one of y'all messy ones? No, we already got our messy one over here. Sorry, sign up somewhere else. We meet that quota. We have our one messy one in our group. We know she messy. We know we don't tell her nothing. We know that when we go out, she going to be the one dropping on top of the table, embarrassing all of us. We know that. But that's our messy one. That's our messy one, and we love them. We don't
okay.
have room for another one.
One last question. We're going to the next call. I see Michigan Girl, and then I see 44429, and I see T. Lewis, and I see Shay, 910, and a couple more people. But I'm getting everybody. Trust me. Is it competition? Nothing to do. Do you think women are in competition with each other more than men are?
I think you always have, in a group of women, you always have that one chick in that group that is trying to keep up with everyone else in the group, and she makes it a competition. You can have 5 women in a group. You'll have one trying to make it the biggest competition of her life, and the other 4 is just, they don't even see it because that's not the level they're on. But there's always one.
Okay. So, do you agree that women are more in competition with each other than men? In general, not more than men? No?
No, in general, no. I'm saying there's always that one of the group. There's always, you know, when you put people together in groups, everybody has a certain role to play. And whether we admit it or not, we kind of pick our circle of friends like that. You have the crazy one, you have the logical one, you know, you have the artsy one or whatever. You have, you know, you pick, you don't consciously pick your groups like that, but it just falls like that because opposites attract. That's how y'all are able to go out and have a good time and have interesting conversation, because if everybody was the same, y'all wouldn't do nothing because y'all would be bored to death.
Okay, last
everybody
question.
Has their different roles in a group to play, and you got every, yeah, there's a person for everyone.
Okay, last question. Do you think this is a black woman problem more so, or just a woman in general problem?
I think that I would have to say I do think it does lean more towards black women, only because we are so unforgiving. I think white women are a lot more forgiving than we are. So their
really?
Friends can do something to them, and she'll still be her maid of honor at her wedding.
Right.
Whereas
right.
we done cut her off. Girl, I wish you would show up at my wedding. I'd be fighting in his dress. Depending on the severity of what she did. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
White women, they can patch. I think that they can patch things a lot better than we can. We're just not forgiving creatures. It's like we expect so much out of the people that we allow to get that close to us, that when you show us that you weren't able to fulfill that, we feel betrayed. Like, are you serious? Like, no, you can't be doing this because I allowed you to get this close to me, and you as a black woman, you knew better because, you know, you should feel the same way I do. So we're just a lot less forgiving when it comes to friendship. If we took it that far to give you that title, you graduated from an associate or just that chick that I go drinking with, then you know the rules of the game, and you can't break that loyalty. If you do, then yes, that means that you are stamped with the scarlet letter, and you're all the way over there. And you know, when you see me, walk on the other side of the street.
Interesting. So the women are not so forgiving, eh?
No, we're not.
Interesting.
We expect a lot. It's because we expect
yeah.
a lot. Because we give so much, we expect
uh-huh.
a lot. And when
I
people
already
don't
knew this.
Fulfill it.
Yeah, this is shit I already knew though. I knew this. I've always known this. I'm just loving the fact that I'm hearing you women admit it. I knew y'all was the sneaky, unforgiving motherfuckers. I already knew it. I'm just liking the
it's
fact
that
y'all
we're
saying
sneaky
it.
And unforgiving.
Oh yeah, stop it.
We
no.
We
you already said
so
the general
much.
Psyche of the woman. You're not gonna retract on the show, LL. Don't make me do it.
I'm not retracting it. I said we can be. Not all women you come across, 80% of the women that you're speaking of, don't act on their sneakiness. Don't act on their conniveness. Don't act on their evilness. They don't. And those are the ones 9 times out of 10 who don't do it, who refuse to have women who have done it in the past in any shape, form, or fashion in their circle. Because they're like, that's not how I roll, so I'm not going to be rolling with you.
Okay. All right. I got to get to the next caller. I got Michigan Girl, and then I got 44429. Michigan Girl, what's popping? Thanks, LL. Stay on the line if you can.
Mm-hmm. What's up? What's going on?
What's happening? You know what it is. Episode 108. Sister versus sister. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. You've been on the line for a minute. You've been hearing me talk. You're hearing the conversation. You're hearing the open admission that these women have put forth tonight. You know what I'm saying? About, you know, the general psyche of a woman, about women being in competition with each other. None of them really, they stopping short of blaming it all the way on the men. But I don't know. I don't know how far we're going to make it to the show before we actually get them to do that. All right.
Wow.
First question. First of all, do you agree with the consensus that 80% of women, I say it's about 80-20, 80% of women, you feel me, feel like, you know, they don't want to hang with too many female friends. They don't do chicks, and it's because they messy. Do you feel like that's about right?
You know what? I feel like that's about right. But the funny thing is, I didn't start hearing that until I got to Atlanta.
Really? Touche. Do tell. Could it be a Southern thing? Let's find out.
I don't know. Like, okay, I grew up north, and I grew up in a small town.
Uh-huh.
Friends, okay, when you say somebody is your friend, that's, you know, that's your friend, you know. Of course, I have associates, but I had never, and I'm really thinking, because while I've been on the phone, I've been just really thinking, and I don't remember ever a time until I moved to Atlanta and started meeting new people that I heard any of my friends, any of my associates, just any chick I knew say, oh, I don't mess with a lot of females because they messy. You might say, oh, I don't like that female because she's messy.
Right.
But all of the females that I knew, whether they were friends, associates, I went to school with them or whatever, 9 out of 10 of them had at least a clique of friends or girls that they called their friends, because I had one. It was about 6 of us. And these were your girls, you know, and everybody I know had a clique, you know, had a group of friends, and then you had people you associated with and then people you just say, hey, what's up to? But I had never heard as many women until I got to Atlanta say, oh, I don't fuck with women like that. Or I don't have a lot of female friends because they messy. So I don't know if it's because we were in a small town and pretty much everybody knew everybody in the
people. No. We've had a couple of people from Panama City, Florida talk tonight, and they all, and it's the same, by the same size as Benton Harbor. It's not a small town thing. I may buy into the up north, down south attitude. I may buy into the up north, down south difference. Maybe
right,
so. You might
I mean,
be on
the it could be that because, like I said, I had never heard it put the way it is, like, oh, I don't mess with females like that until I got here. Up north, it might be, like I said, it'll be like, oh, I don't mess with that particular female girl. She messy, she this, she that. Oh, whatever. Like, I think LL said, you know, you do certain things, you get a stack put on you. So I heard it about specific people, but never heard any one female just say in general, oh, I don't fuck with females like that. Oh, I have a whole bunch of male friends. But since I've been here, I have heard that a lot more. So I would agree with your 80-20 since I've been here.
Mm-hmm. And since I was born and raised in the South, you know, in between, I spent most of my years, a majority of my years in Panama City, but a lot of my adult years in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm getting. This is what I hear. You feel me? Funny that you should say that. Never, when I was in the military and I lived in Virginia, actually, I didn't hear that much. Interesting. That's really still the South, but didn't hear as much as I heard it down in the Deep South. You might be on to something. Might be on to something. I don't know. I got people raising their hand on that. I think they're taking offense to that shit. But I'm just saying.
I don't mean it in an offensive way. I'm just saying.
Hey, truth is truth. Troop is troop. I see a lot of my down south 4-4, 6-7-8s and 8-5-0s raising their hand about that. Well, address it when I get to you. Next question. Okay, so you said you really didn't hear that. You didn't feel that way until you got down here. So I don't know if you can actually answer these next two particular questions. You know what I'm saying? First of all, do you think that this problem that you found out about when you got down here, do you think this was, did you notice it between black women mostly or just women in general? Is it a black woman thing or women in general?
I mean, I think it's more predominant in black women, but I've heard white women say it too, so I can't just say it's completely a black woman thing, but I think it's a woman thing, but I think it's predominantly like a black woman thing.
Okay. So you've never personally had an experience that made you feel like you don't fuck with female friends. Have you ever been hurt or betrayed by a female friend?
Yes, several times. I have. But I'm the person, I think it was like Keith said, I take you on a case-by-case basis, whether I've been hurt or not. And that's just how I am. So I'm going to give you a chance. And I had to be like that because I moved to a city where I didn't know anybody. So if I was going to develop any kind of relationships, you know, whether they were associates, friends, or whatever, I had to be open and say, okay, well, let me give people a chance. But I've always been like that. I'm going to give you a chance on a case-by-case. You know, each person gets their own chance. I'm not going to necessarily believe, you know, what so-and-so said unless I know it to be fact. But I'm going to give you a chance, and I treat everybody like that, so... I mean, yeah, I've been hurt. I mean, I done had people that I consider my friends and slept with my man. I done had friends, people I consider friends, put my business in the street. Or just the fact that, like Keith said, when you're a real friend, it's a full-time job. And I always felt like I was a better friend to some of my friends than they were to me because I was always there. You know, they could call me in the middle of the night. Girl, he done kicked my butt, whatever, I'm going to come get you, I'm going to do whatever. If you need money, I got 20, I'm going to give you 10 because I can't be completely broke or whatever. But I never necessarily got all of that same treatment, you know, back from certain people, so.
Right, okay. All right, well. Okay, last question. Do you think women are in competition with each other more than men?
Honestly, yes. I think women are in competition more than men because, like he said, I think it was Key. Women, from the time you're a certain age, you're brought up to feel like you should, you know, you're going to find a mate. And, you know, you start to, you know, dress, you know, you get older, you start looking for what you were told you're supposed to be looking for. And women tend to look at the next woman like, okay, you're competition, not realizing that what's for you is going to be for you regardless, and what he likes, he's going to like, and you can't change his mind. If he likes light skin and you dark skin, well, that's just his preference. So, but, you know, that comes in that competition where, you know, oh, I got to look better than her, or I got to dress better than her, or I need to do this. And then that's when all of that conniving and stuff comes in that Jana was talking about, because then you get the women that, you know, going to try to, you know, cut your throat, as they say, or whatever, because they either self-conscious or jealous or whatever, so they going after what they think they want, and they trying to beat you to it, when if he likes what he likes, it's not going to matter. If he wanted you, if he really wants you, then he's going to pick you, so you shouldn't have to go through all of that, cut your so-called friend, stab him in the back or whatever. But a lot of women are just like that, and I think that's one reason why a lot of women don't deal with a lot of women, is because you do find a lot of women that just will act like that. And the best way I found to figure out if you can hang with somebody or not is say, okay, let's go out. Go to the club. Y'all get dressed up. If she gets to act in some kind of way because you getting some more attention, you might not be able to hang with her because she gonna, you know, she might, you know, stab you in the back one time. So, but that's just, you know, how I found, you know, deciding who I can hang with and who I can kick it with, you know, when I had to move here.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. The angle that you brought about, you know what I'm saying, you never really heard it until you got down south. I don't know. Hopefully we get somebody else on the, some more people on the line that's from somewhere else besides the south, and we can get some of their input on that. I think that's interesting. It could be regional. Like I said, I don't know if it's big city, small town or whatever, you know what I'm saying, but I know women from Atlanta that said, and women from Panama City, and that's a night and day living arrangement. All right. Thanks for standing on the line and waiting, you know, since I got to you. Appreciate you calling the show. I'm going to the next caller. All right, stay on the line. You know I gotta get out of here by 10 though. You already know.
Already know.
Ah, no after parties on Tuesdays. You know what it is. All right, 444-429. Then I see Shay Shay. All right. I see a 757. I'm gonna get to you too. All right. 444-429.
What's up, Blue? It's Nicole.
What's going on? What's happening?
Really, for real, the basic is women don't learn same-sex loyalty. We never learn it. We learn, we compete. When all the games that we play, they're all competition. There is no same-sex loyalty, meaning, like, you men have bros before hoes and all that.
Uh-huh.
Women don't have that. Women are constantly just not being good friends to each other. And it's not really their fault, because that's learned. And if you never learn it, if you never can give a woman a compliment, like I know women who will not ever give another woman a compliment. That's not me. Because if your shoes are cute, I'm going to tell you your shoes are cute. If you're, you know, if your hair is cute, I'm going to tell you that. The other thing is with women are better communicators. So what you hear when we say, oh, they messy, we don't mess with them, men are just as messy, if not messier. But
well, now
you
you're, the
talk a whole
person,
lot.
You're the first
y'all
person.
Y'all don't
that
talk
said
a whole
tonight,
lot.
Nicole.
That's the difference.
Nicole,
see,
you're
y'all
the
don't
first
talk a whole lot.
Said. Really? I don't. Until we actually get a straight up definition about messy, I mean, are you
that's
saying
just
by
talking, running your mouth, telling business, doing your thing? Men do it too, but
we
you all are not good communicators. So you don't say, man, I don't mess with him, you know. We do. We communicate all the time. We talk all the time. So we'll say to you, man, I don't mess with them. But if you say 80% of those women who say I don't mess with women and they messy have female friends. So that's telling you that that's not particularly true. What they're saying is it's a particular kind of woman that they don't want to deal with.
So why do they Why do they ever say, I don't mess? But see, this is my thing, Nicole.
Because it's simpler.
Why don't they say that, though? Why don't they say, I don't deal with messy hoes? You feel me? If I say, look, I got me and my homeboys over here chilling. Won't you come through with some of your friends? They don't say, they don't say I don't deal with messy hoes. Well, okay, I never told you to bring a messy hoe over here because I'm not a messy nigga. So I don't want you to bring
true.
The messy bitch over here. You feel me?
What they're trying to say is, let me break it in man speak.
What?
This is man speak. I only have one girl I hang out with because I'm cool with her. She don't tell my business and that. They thinking, you say my boys over here, they thinking, dang, what you want me to bring like four chicks? I don't mess with four chicks like that. Second, I've never been a click chick, not ever in my life, not even in high school, was never a click chick because I always felt like clicks, somebody got to be in control and somebody got to follow, and I am not a following bitch. I am the one who needs to be right there. I'm the one that's going to be like, hey, are we doing this or are we doing that? I don't need four or five other motherfuckers telling me what. I can't deal with that. My nerves are too bad for that. So I need basic shit. Are we doing this? Are we doing that? Cool. You get too many women and it's too much because everybody got their own thing. And then you got a pecking order. It's like dogs. There's a pack leader.
I thought we was the dog.
All people
I'm not letting this fucking conversation. This fucking conversation is taking me more and more towards the fact that you damn women got far more issues than us motherfucking men. The only
Absolutely.
Thing that y'all got on us is we like to fuck other chicks. Outside of that, y'all got more shit going on than us. But it's funny how when we can't put up with your shit and we can't commit to one of y'all dealing with one of y'all crazy asses, goddamn it, we the hoes, we the dogs, we the cheats. But I'm not even. That's a whole nother show. It's a whole nother show.
This right here is basically women hearing it over and over, hearing other women say, I don't mess with chicks. It's just a quick answer to get you off their back. It's just a quick answer. It's a knee-jerk reaction.
I wouldn't say
they lying. I'm just saying it's an easier answer. It's like, where you been? Do you want to say, I went down the street, I stopped at this store, or you want to say, I went down Terra Boulevard? It's just, I don't want to go in all that. I just don't mess with girls. I just don't mess with chicks like that. Because they can't bring you four. But they can bring you one, maybe two chicks that they hang out with. That means it's only three of them. And if you're good with that, that's okay. But they know they don't have a whole bunch of girls to bring. And they don't want everybody in their business. So I'm like that about everybody. You know me.
Yeah.
I don't too much with nobody.
Right.
I mean, my best friend in all the world is like a dude.
Why?
Do you
prefer to hang with men more than women?
No.
I'm
just like right now. I can do whatever I want to do. If I want to do it by myself, I can do it. If I want to call, you know, somebody I can hang out with, I can do that. But I'm gonna tell you, he ain't never let me down. Never.
Well, that's just having a good friend.
Nobody.
That's all I want.
I don't care what sex to come in. I just want somebody I know is going to be down for me no matter what. If something going wrong, you right there. Is it? You know what I'm saying? That's rare in women. It's rare in women. Only because we never
learned same-sex loyalty.
Listen to what I just said. I said same-sex loyalty. I didn't say loyalty in a relationship. I didn't say that. I said same-sex loyalty. So I'm not talking about all the other, you know, issues women may have. And, yes, women are not perfect beings. I don't know why you think we think we're perfect.
I don't.
We're not perfect beings.
I know that.
We do mess up. We do have sneaks. We have people who will stab you in your back. But that's their human nature.
There are men
who will do it, too.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? The problem, you're right. I know you're not perfect beings. That whole line of things I just said a minute ago, I just like to throw that up because women like the fact that niggas can't goddamn fuck one chick. Okay, it's hard for men to be monogamous.
Same sex loyalty.
But y'all got a motherfucking plethora of motherfucking issues. This fucking psyche of a woman. All this shit we exposing tonight with this damn episode. Okay? I just want y'all motherfuckers to remember this shit the next time your boyfriend might fucking cheat on you. As if.
Well, they cheat on you, and they'll you know, hurt your feelings or hurt you or whatever, and women will do something else to hurt you. These are all humans doing human shit.
Okay.
But the problem is women need to learn same-sex loyalty, period.
Okay.
Loyalty right. to the same sex.
All right.
Thank
Rose,
you.
So you want your, you want the female version of Rose before hoes. What are you going to call
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Don't
ever do that.
God damn it. Let's come up with it. Live OK 100. I'm giving it to the goddamn world. This shit is blasting out all across the internet. I got a whole bunch of people on the phone lines. Okay.
It's,
Rose before hoes.
It
we got Rose
it's
before hoes.
It's your chicks before dicks.
Okay. We'll take that and run with it, ladies. Ladies, you hear it? Official K100, chicks before dicks. Live by the code. Live by the motherfucking code.
Let's create the code, ladies.
It'll never work.
It'll work because it's enough of them out there
never
like
work.
Me.
Never work. Never work.
It's enough of them out there like me.
Ah. Okay, Nicole. Thanks
They've
for
been
call.
On the line.
Well, hey, you're the first one. You're the first one. I mean, you know, hey. And they was on it. I talked to a couple of them. You know what I'm saying?
That's
hey,
right.
Yeah, well, you know, okay. All
they
right.
So far.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for talking. Stay on the line, though. You already know. All right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I am exposing the women. I got to get to Shay Shay, then I'm going to get to Keisha Elf, and then I'm going to get some of these new callers, 910-757-903. I'm coming to you. Please hold on. You know, I got a lot. I got about 18 people with their hands raised, so I'm going to try to get to everybody. I'm going to speed up the pace a little bit, and I'm going to play some fucking music tonight to kill me. Shay Shay, what's happening, baby?
What's up, bro?
What's going on? T. Lewis, I see you too, homie. I'm going to get to you, dog. I see you, T. Lewis. Okay, Shay, give it to me. Let's jump right into it. I got 45 minutes. We got to get through all these callers. All
right. Okay, we're going to jump right into it.
Let's go into it. First of all, first question, of course, do you agree that 80% of women have the I don't do hoes because they messy stance?
To a degree. With me, I don't think it's so much as I don't do them. I just find myself in the company of men more often than women. And a lot of people have been harping on that messy thing. I will agree that some women are messy, but, you know, you have men that can be messy in their own right, too. For me, it's more like a comfort level thing, you know. Men, when I'm hanging with my guy friends, they're more accepting just as you are, you know. They're not looking at what you got on, not, you know, looking at, you know, what you going to do, whatever. They just chilling. I can go out with my homies just in some damn tennis shoes and run down the street, but girlfriends, a lot of times, like, what you going to wear? Well, girl, what you know, that kind
but
of
Shay,
stuff.
But, Shay, listen, Shay. That, I mean, listen, my whole thing with that is, and I don't think that's a fair assumption for women to be coming up with this whole notion about, they don't do chicks, because that's just being a woman. I mean, y'all get y'all hair and nails did and we don't. I mean, there are basic and specific differences amongst the sexes that will be what they will be, baby. So to make that a reason why you don't want to hang with you a female. You're gonna
I didn't
care.
Say
you're gonna,
all women. I just
you're gonna be
personally, you know, that's just part of it. I mean, like,
but,
I agree
but,
that
Shay,
some
why
people
would,
don't want to hang with.
But Shay, why would that even be an issue when you're a female and you know females are more conscious about the outfit and the hair and the whole nine every anyway?
It's not just about your outfit and your hair blue. I'm saying when I say judgmental, I mean in general. I mean guys are, to me, in my personal experience, when I'm hanging with my guy friends, they're just less judgmental. Period. In terms of, and they're not as nitpicky about anything else. I mean, when you're hanging, it's just whatever you're doing at that time is cool. You know, we talk about mold nonsense, garbage. And sometimes that's, and also to me, you know, women are a little bit more intuitive. I mean, if you hang with somebody and your personalities are not clicking so well, you're probably not going to hang with that person very much longer. I mean, you know,
I'll
we can pick
that.
Up on little things before without somebody having to necessarily do something to us. I mean, we can avoid it before it gets to that point. If you already know after, you know, hanging with somebody for a little bit, that is not the kind of personality that's going to agree with your personality, ain't no need to even wasting your time taking it even further. Life is too short for that. Go on to the next one.
But Shay, listen, I understand that. That makes total sense. I'm like that. If I see a nigga's a bitch ass nigga, if I'm a dope boy and I see this nigga a police ass nigga, of course I'm not gonna fuck with this nigga. But this still is no reason why. This is not explaining
men
to me
will put up with
why,
it a lot longer than women. Men put up with that stuff a lot longer than women.
But this is still not explaining why the general consensus. Where is this 80% and people? No one has disagreed with me yet that 80% of women feel this way. They don't fuck with women because they messy. Okay, no one has refuted my stance on it's like 80%, which is a high percentile. Most a vast majority. You know what I'm saying? They're still not explaining.
I'm not gonna say it's because they're messy. I'm just gonna say because we have personality differences. Not to say that you have to
have the
same interests. I'm saying for me, I can only speak from personal experience because I'm only one woman.
Uh huh.
But you know.
So you're saying the personality. First of all, let's not use the word personality, okay? We can't use the word personality because everybody has personality, even your guy friends. So you can't say that because your guy friends have personalities and you still like to hang with them. So let's change the word, okay? Let's get into it and say it has to be something tight specific to women because it's the women that's saying they don't hang with the women. So it can't be something that's across the board with the men. All people have personalities. So you can't say that.
I don't just hang with any old man either. I mean, when I say personality, it literally is the personality. I mean, you pick up on different vibes from different people. I mean, if they just happen to be mostly men that have less of those negative vibes, what you're picking up on, then that's just who you happen to fall into cliques more with.
Why do the guys have the less negative vibes when we the ones that get dogged out by the women all the time? As far as saying who's the dog.
I can't say that. I don't have the same kind of relationships with my guy friends that I have with somebody that I'm dating or in a relationship with. That's two totally different things.
Okay. All right. The next question, Shane. Is it a competition thing? Are women more in competition with each other than men?
I would have to say so. I think because guys just don't care. Y'all don't think about that kind of stuff. Y'all are not, I hate to use the term, y'all aren't that petty. I think a lot of times with women, I mean, it is a competition kind of thing. And I don't necessarily mean like with men. Everybody's using the terms like in competition for men. That may be the case in some situations, but, just in competition, period. I think women are overall just more so always competing against each other. Why? I don't really know, but that's just what I see.
Okay, I know you have a diverse group of friends, so I'm gonna ask you this part of the question: is this a black woman thing, or is it every woman? Do you notice that this general consensus is amongst white people, or is it amongst black people more, black women more? I know you got a lot of white friends.
I'm gonna say it's kind of like about even because most of my girlfriends, whether they're white, black, or other, we all kind of like feel the same way.
Okay.
I mean, that's one of the things that we have commonalities about. And, a lot of them have a lot of male friends, too.
Okay. So, last but not least, have you, the way that you came to this conclusion, is there some experience or have you been betrayed by a friend that kind of made you feel the way you feel about the whole female friend thing? Is there something that happened? Or is it just...
No.
There's nothing that happened? You've never been betrayed by a female friend?
I've always felt like this before I had any betrayals come into play. I mean, I grew up around, like, a bunch of men and boys or whatever, so I think that's just how I am.
Okay. Okay. I forgot it. I forgot about the how did you grow up factor.
Yeah, because I grew up with, like, with a lot of uncles and male cousins, and I was the only girl, so, I mean, you just fit in and play like everybody else. I mean.
Right. Okay. All right. Next one. Thank you for calling, Shay. I got to get to all these calls. I got to clean it up, all right? All right. Keisha F. Baby, and then 757, you up next. And then 903, you up next. And then 910, you up next. Keisha F., what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
I know it took me a minute to get to everybody today, man. I got so many people calling in about this one right here. Yeah, I'm trying to get to my homie T. Lewis, too, because I want to get at least one of the man perspective on this shit. I'm just trying to get the answers for y'all. But T. Lewis, I'm going to get to you, homie. Let's go, Keisha. First question, of course, do you agree with the consensus that it's about 80% of women who feel like they don't want to hang with too many females, they don't hang with females like that because, they messy or whatever reason they want to give?
Yeah, I think a lot of females say stuff like that, but I think that after we've matured, after we've come to a certain level in our lives, you can look past that type of stuff. Because when you know who you are and you know what you want out of life, it doesn't matter who you're hanging around. I mean, you can hang out with all white women, you can hang out with all black women. And if you all have not necessarily the same mind but the same focus as far as where you're going in life, something that does, you're not in competition. You're going to walk up to one another and say, girl, I like your hat, or homegirl, them shoes is banging. You're able to do that because you're confident in your own self. I think Keith said it's about your confidence level or your certain insecurity. So if there's something about you that you're insecure about, of course you're going to be in competition with the next chick because you want to make sure that whatever you're upset about within yourself, you don't want to see that shine in the next girl. So that's what the problem is. And then I think, let's see, we touched on how everybody knows how conniving and how, you know, upset and mean black women can be. I also think that nobody knows a black woman's problems like another black woman. So I'm not going to be able to go to my white female friends and say, look, you know, this Negro, this black man done pissed me off to the hilt. I'm not going to be able to go to her with that type of information, but I can go to my sister friends or my white sister friends who are dating only black men, and they'll understand what I'm saying. Or I'm going to be able to go to my sister friends and be like, girl, what in the world are you doing with your child's hair? Because my child's hair is falling out, and I'm going to need some help. I can't say that with my sister friend or with my white friend. And that's where maturity comes in. When you're mature enough and when you're confident enough in yourself, then it doesn't matter. You should be able to be sisters and friends with whomever you're with. Like half the ladies on K100, I have never met in person. But you know what? If we all come together, it's going to be, bottom line, we're going to be cool because we all know who we are. We keep the 100 all day, every day, and it's just going to be like that.
Well, I understand that, and I believe that to be factual. Since being as though I know all of you, I believe that to be factual. That's why the cruise is going to be off the chain. But for those of y'all who know, we're going on the K100 cruise. You know, you're welcome to join, but you got to keep it 100. Now, Keisha.
Yeah, pay your money, pay your money.
Yes, oh yeah, by the way, the $25 is due when?
On the 20th.
Okay. Up to $25 to lock your room in. Keisha, do you feel like, first of all, have you ever been betrayed by a female? I hear what you said. I heard everything that you said, and you said that. But and even with what you said and what Shay said and what a couple of, I understand about you need to be securing yourself, and I dig everything you said, baby. But for some reason, the consensus is still out there. If you
right,
what is this telling me? Is this telling me 80% of women don't think like you, Keisha? Is there only 20% of women who have rational enough brains in their head to not be competing with their homegirls? Or is it only 20% of black women who aren't self-conscious about some shit to the point where it would actually hinder them having a friendship? Is this what you're telling me? Because all the stuff you're saying is good and it's true, but why the hell is it consistent? Well, why the hell is it 80% of women out here that feel like they can't fuck with other females?
Because apparently it must be something that they've gone through or something that they've been
told. Well, I just asked all of them in law. These women are saying no. Not that.
Well, then I don't know. I mean, honestly, somebody somewhere must have hurt them in some manner. I mean, I can look back over my life and I can say that I have not been, well, maybe once betrayed by a friend, but I can also say that I've been the betrayer. So, but that doesn't hinder me from looking forward and continuing to be friends with black women. I mean, for a long time in my life, I was forced to be by myself, not necessarily because I didn't hang with black girls and, you know, I don't like, you know, they messy, this, that, and the other, but because people thought that of me, because I was confident enough to go out alone, to get in the middle of the dance floor and dance all night with whoever would come around in the circle. I didn't have no problem with that. I would go to movies by myself. It was no issue. But I gained a reputation because I was just that confident. I wasn't sleeping with all these dudes. I wasn't sleeping with no chicks. I wasn't doing whatever it was that was going around about me. But it was said. Do you see what I'm saying? If you have a certain level of confidence, people are going to talk about you like you did something wrong because apparently something in you is shining that they don't want to shine or something about them that they're lacking you have and they want to know why. So it's going to happen.
Okay.
Why is it going to happen? I don't know, but it does.
Okay. All right. Okay, Keisha. All right. I'm still not getting. I understand what you're saying. You know about people. You know shining. I understand all of what everybody's saying. I'm just trying to get to why is it if you with you ladies and everything and everybody saying all this stuff, you know, and I'm hearing all these women. Maybe it's because my show is K100 and all the women that I've amassed that actually follow the show are the kind of women that do keep it 100, and you're not the kind of women that keep up messy shit, and you ain't no messy motherfucking females. Maybe this is why I'm getting these answers from y'all, and I can't get the messy bitches to call in because they the messy bitches. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I can't, really
you
get
know,
a, I can't put a finger on it, but there is a reason. But listen, it's still a reason why there's a vast majority of the women who feel opposite of what you're saying, or feel that other women are feeling opposite.
And it's because, like LL said, and I think one other person, the last caller said, every female in the clique has a role. I mean, either you, I mean, I guess the last person on the line said she, or not the last person because that was Shay, but before her, said she's not going to be a follower, so she's going to be by herself. But LL was saying every group has their certain role. Every person in the group has a certain role. So, yeah, my clique got the messy chick. My clique got the one that's trying to be everybody else or trying to compete with everybody else. My chick's got, you know, the confident one. My chick's got the one that's got to be in the house because she married. So, I mean, everybody's clique has that certain amount. So there you have that other 80 or at least 50% who don't feel that way, who don't feel as confident as other females. Because the one who's trying to keep up with the Johnsons, of course, there's her problem right there. The messy one is always in somebody else's business, so she can't go out and handle her own business. So that's 2 out of 5 right there. That's what, 20% of your group.
Interesting. All right, I'll take it. Stay on the line, Keisha.
Not a problem.
All right. Down to the 757 and then the 910. And then I'm going to get to the homie T. Lewis, and then I'm going to try and get to some people with the original hand again, hopefully Key. And I'm going to play some goddamn music. I asked for the show to be crunk, but goddamn it, I got to play some music. 757, you're on the line with K100. What's popping?
Hey, what's going on, Blizzard? Mr. Lewis, man. That's OW.
Oh, what else happened, homie?
What's going on,
appreciate it, homie. I didn't know if that was you. I knew you was 757, but I didn't know if it was you. I didn't remember the rest of the numbers. You feel me? Episode 1, finally I got a guy on the line. I got a line full of people, but I finally got to a dude, so that's what's up. I'm going to get my homie T. Lewis on the line, too, and I'm going to run this music. First of all, I want to thank you for calling in again. Like I said, it's the homie OW. He's got some hot music, you feel me? I played some of his stuff on K100. What do you think about what I'm talking about, dude? First of all, when you're talking to chicks, then you're a dude, so now you can kind of back me up on my consensus. Is it true, or do you feel, are you in agreement that when you be talking to chicks, all these chicks you talk to, whatever, a lot of times you hear them say some shit like, yo, you know what I'm saying, I don't really fuck with a bunch of females like that, I don't got a lot of female friends, you know what I'm saying, bitches be messy. Do you hear that a lot, or is it just me?
Well, I mean, the chicks that I, you know, holler at, they be like, you know, I don't fuck with chicks in general. They don't say
right.
Messy, they just say they don't fuck with chicks in general.
And, have you, you ever know, asked them why? Have you ever asked them why?
Yeah, I ask them. I say, you know, so why you don't really kick it with chicks? And they don't use messy down here in Virginia. They use grimy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
they
what's
use
the
grimy, or they call them a park jank. You know?
Well, it's a synonym for messy. So we'll just go with, you know, whatever term they use. They don't fuck with them in some negative anecdote, whether it be grimy, nasty, trick hole, whatever you want to call it. You feel what I'm saying? They don't fuck with them. 80% of most of them don't fuck with them. And I'm trying to get to the bottom line. So they say that, but I mean, is that just the answer that they give you? Have you ever tried to get in depth to it like I am today?
Yeah, I mean, like I ask a chick, and then I'll be like, you know what? But I seen you at the club with so-and-so and so-and-so. And she'll say, oh, the fat chick, she there to make me look good. This other chick, she ugly, so that guarantees I'm going to be the hottest bitch in the club. So if she do kick it with a pack of chicks, they are lower standards than she is.
So now, the question of whether or not it's competition, and also the point that Nicole brought up about everybody having a role, you feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody having a role, you know what I'm saying, in the cliques, in the circles, maybe there's something to that. Maybe there's something to that. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to, you know, move along because I want to make sure I get to the ladies on the line. But I think that you have a point. I think that women, myself, a lot of the time, this is just what I think. I think a lot of the times they feel threatened, you know what I'm saying, by other females or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool. You can understand. I can understand that to a certain degree. It's like if I'm the homie You like with dudes, and if I'm broke and my homeboy a baller, it won't necessarily stop me from hanging with my homeboy if he a baller. You feel what I'm saying? It's like my nigga got it, nigga. It's whatever. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Now, if a nigga feel like that, we say, nigga, you acting like a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you
yeah.
feel me? You know what I mean? Because it's like, nigga, that's whole tendencies. And it's funny that we say that because it's like, we not supposed to be in competition with each other. Like Nicole said, it's bros before hoes, and she's trying to get the chicks to buy in to this chicks before dicks, but they're not buying into it. And I think a lot of women are not wanting to openly admit that it's got a lot to do with men. It's got a lot to do with the fact that women don't trust other women around their men. So even if they do go out and maybe have a drink with this bitch out in the club, whatever, hanging with them in a close circle, like, you know, going out with her and her man, or you know, going out, you know, have a family get a house party at the house where her man might be there or something, that's definitely out of the goddamn picture. You feel what I'm saying? Because they really don't trust them as far as they can see them when it comes to that, even though I think that's an issue that you need to have with your man, not necessarily another female. If he fuck her, I mean, he didn't trip and fall into the pussy. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still going to be on that nigga if he fuck her. But still, I think it has a lot to do with that shit. What do you think?
I think the reason for a lot of women not kicking it with women is because women are just as devious as men. But the only thing is that a woman will do that shit right behind the woman's back. See, men, if we gonna go do it, we gonna go do it. It don't fucking really matter. We already got our mindset. But a girl will take her time and plot and plan and spend time with her friend and her man just enough time so that she can show this nigga, hey, you got a better option over here. You know what I'm saying? So it's always a competition with them.
Uh-huh. So basically you are also propping up the women, the psyche of a woman theory that LL said, that women are just the more devious and scheming sex out of the two, right?
Yep.
For sure. OW, tell them where to find the music, homie.
Man, you can go on iTunes right now and find it. It's Kingpin Music. You can go on Napster, eMusic. Man, everywhere pretty much. Any music site, I'm there.
All right. Tell them how to spell the name so they can just Google it.
It's O-D-U-B-B-Y. Google me, baby.
Go ahead. I'm co-signing the homie. Stay on the line, dog. I'm going to spin some music in a minute. You feel me? I'm going to spin just one or two songs. I got to get the rest of these calls. My lines is filled up like a motherfucker, but I got to get these calls. But I'm co-signing the homie's music, man. We're gonna at some future, I've just been crazy busy this past month. It's just been a busy time. But me and OW is gonna work on it. At some point we're gonna work this shit out where we goddamn get a motherfucking joint in together. You know what I'm saying? I think it's gonna be a monster. I just had a plate full of stuff. I'm working with I'm doing the Team Stress project and the Blizzom and the Big Swole project, so I just been having a lot of shit going on, homie. I got like three projects that I'm working on at the same time. You feel me? But you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely gonna work with the homie, and I'm co-signing the homie's music. So if you know about, you want to hear some good hip hop, another artist, fuck with the homie OW. All right, stay on the line if you can, homie. All right.
I got you. All
right. From the 910, and then I'm going to T. Lewis. What's popping, homie?
How you doing, sweetie?
What's going on? Oh, this is not the homie. I thought this was my homie from California. This is somebody
else.
No,
this not the homie, sweetie. This is Aisha.
Oh, what's happening? What's going on, Aisha? I thought you was my homeboy. I got the same area code. My bad.
I'm sitting here and I'm tripping off of some of the things that I'm hearing.
Okay.
Y'all beating my sisters up.
Whoa. Listen. I'm not beating the sisters up any more than the sisters are beating themselves up.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. I'm tripping off of the fact that my sisters are standing in line to beat each other up. Now this is the thing. I'm kind of old school. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So all of my friends are my friends. My friends, I have had friends from when I was in the kindergarten up until today. And we still, I live in North Carolina now. I'm originally from New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And one of your callers had mentioned the fact that since she's moved down to Atlanta, she's been noticing that, you know, that a lot of that's been going on. And I have to concur with her because I've moved to North Carolina and I've been noticing a lot of that as well. So it may be that in different areas, you know, things like that go on. But my question is, for other females to step up and holler, you know, and stand in line, let me tell you, today we're in that little Kim, Nicki Minaj era, you understand? So the young girls nowadays don't have too much respect for themselves, you understand? Because if they don't respect themselves, they're not going to respect their girlfriend.
Okay,
and
true.
And that's just a fact. You understand? So you can't say that it's an 80-20. You understand? Because a lot of the people, myself included, you understand, I would never disrespect any one of my friends, because all my friends are my sisters. You understand? And not only my friends, that's my sisters, but I have young girls that I run across in the street every day. I have a 17-year-old daughter. And uh-huh. I run across, and she does, and the funny thing is, she doesn't have any friends. She has male friends. Because, because of the dilemma of, you know, girls being shiesty. But I teach her every day. Because these other girls are the way that they are, you have to be who you are. You have to be stern in your spot. You understand? You have to know who you are. You understand? And number one, we're not going to let you guys get away with it. Trust me, because a lot of you guys carry the blame.
Well, okay. Now, wait a minute. What? First of all, Now, I respect now, and I believe you when you say you are the type of woman that you are. And a lot of these ladies that's called in today, they are. I know some of these ladies. I know quite a few of them, and they are not messy, and they may not fuck they homegirls, man, or whatever. But that's why they on K100. That's why they call this show. That's why they trill like that. And you probably trill like that, too, and I hope you call my show again. And I want all the trill people to call this show, because it's all I want in my circle. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But let's not kid ourselves. There is a great consensus about 80% of women who feel this way, even if it's not you. Just like your daughter, just like you said, you like that, but your daughter ain't like that. Well, she's in the majority. You're in the minority.
But my thing is, you saying 80%, and I listen to each one of them say they have girlfriends, and like the other girl said, they all know their place in their circle, right? Those are their messy girlfriends. So, of course, they're not going to reach out to mess with other messy girls, you know what I'm saying? Because if I have a friend, and I know that she'll do anything. You know what I'm saying? That's my friend. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what she does. And if she's messy, she's messy, but that's still my friend. I tap her on the shoulder and I let her know. But this is the thing. A lot of them girls are actually saying, okay, I already got a messy friend. I don't need two or three more of them. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I'm trying to understand the logic of the numbers. You know, you're saying 80% of them do believe that. A lot of women say that they don't mess with other girls because they're messy.
Right.
But they're not saying that they really would. The reason why they're not messing with messy girls, or they wouldn't mess with whatever the word that they're using, the shiesty girls, you know, the flaky girls, they don't mess with them because they're already familiar with their circle, the chicks that's in their circle that's on some other stuff. So it's not so much. You wouldn't know how messy a person was until you got to know them. And then when you got to know them, then you see their ways. Nowadays, people are not opening up their circle no more to find out how people are, you know, because of the stereotype, because people say, because if I say right now to you, I don't know you, if I say, oh, yeah, so-and-so, that chick you were just talking to, look, she, man, don't mess with her, you mess with her, she messy, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, you she's already stereotyped, so you're not going to mess with her. You understand? No, I ain't going to mess with her because Aisha said she messy, and then the next one, and then the next one, you understand? So there's no way for you to say, like I said, now today, the stereotypical girl is the Nicki Minaj's and the Little Kim's. A lot of these young girls don't have enough respect for themselves, you understand, to be respected by their counterparts. You understand?
So,
and it's a sin and a shame that, I mean, this conversation, and I need to get my daughter down here to actually listen to some of these things, because it's like, you know, this stuff is really going on, and I understand that, but today, in today's society, we can't afford to keep pushing these messy girls away. You know what I'm saying? We need to start embracing them and letting them know. Listen,
you're going to have a tough sell getting some of these women to embrace the messy hoes. I mean, really, that's a tough sell.
But you know what? And everybody says, they stand by that saying, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Understand? Even a hoe gets tired after a while. You understand? Even a hoe gets tired after a while. You can snatch them in after a while. You understand?
Okay.
But you can't just leave them out there. And I really respect. And even, this is the first time I actually ever been on the radio block thing, and I was just, you know, going through the thing, and I said, let me see, you know, and I heard you talking. I said, okay. And then I had got offended. I'm like, whoa, they beating us up. You know, they beating my sisters up.
I love me some black women.
But it was all sisters that was, you know, we were badgering each other. And my thing was, I understand. Trust me. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I understand what they're saying, because listen to me. Women are the lowest things God could have created. We have some issues. We do have issues. Trust and believe. I know this. Mm-hmm. We have issues, and we are the most conniving human beings. We are very emotional people. You understand? And because of that, we are misled. Because we're driven by our emotions, and our emotions lead us to do things that we wouldn't normally do if we thought with our mind.
Okay.
You understand? So, I mean, again, the 2080 thing, I don't know where that would have came from, because like I said,
well, I made that up. The 80 percentile is a figure that I came up with based on my interaction with women. 80%.
No.
Or better, but I rounded it down a little bit to show a little love. But most of the women, a vast majority, actually closer to almost most of them, all of them, as you can see on the show tonight,
yes,
you feel me,
yes,
says
yeah,
this
I
to
see.
Me. I said 80 just to give 20% wiggle room for the people that keep it 100,
wow,
the people
wow,
who don't
wow.
have the people who don't have these insecurities and all this stuff.
Love,
I kept a 20% door open for the women who call my show because I know they not like that. You feel me? But at the end of the day,
right,
it's actually higher. But I gave y'all 20%. You feel
right,
me?
Right,
I gave
right,
you the 20.
Right.
This is my statistic
right.
I came up with. And I was
right.
trying to get people to disagree or agree with me, and you see all the sisters agree with me. They know that because they
and,
be around
you know,
women.
You know, the thing, I sat here and I said, you know, I was on hold for a while, and I wanted to call some of my girlfriends and tell them, listen, call into the show. You know, listen to this, you know, because like I said.
Well, you know. You can get the replay, the show replays, you know what I'm saying? So even after it's done airing, it'll be available to download as an MP3, and you can always go back and listen to the replay. So, you know.
Definitely. I definitely will, because
okay.
I really enjoyed y'all. But I just had to say that. I just wanted to let all my sisters know that, I mean, don't give up on us. You know what I'm saying? We beat ourselves up enough. Didn't have, you know, my next sister to beat me up. You understand? Because there's a lot of things going on, and we need to get it together. And not only the sisters, but we need to embrace some of these brothers, too, and make them respect us for who we are so that we won't continue to have these discussions and have these problems.
Well, thank you for calling the show, Aisha. And just because you said all that, stay on the line. Please, by all means, do not, and I repeat, do not hang up within the next 3 minutes and 47 seconds. I'm about to play a song, okay? You want to hear
okay.
it? Here we go.
All right.
Stay on the line. Everybody that listens to the show, I told y'all I'm going to play a goddamn song if it killed me. Now, goddamn it, if I ain't got to you yet, stay your ass down here. I'm going to be back in a minute. But I'm going to play my song, Queen, because I feel like it's fittingly so after what the sister just said. And this show is about sisters and bigging up sisters. I want to remind everybody I am not a person that likes to tear down my black women. I like to lift them up. And I made this song specifically for y'all. You feel what I'm saying? Listen to the words of what I'm saying. I love my sisters and everything, but like the sister said, y'all got to get it together because y'all the ones who came up with the A. Y'all the ones who say this. Y'all the ones who say y'all don't hang with hoes. Y'all don't hang with chicks. They messy blood. I'm not saying it. Y'all saying it. Me and my niggas, we good. All right? This is Queen Blizzum.
Yeah. Shout out to the big ups to all my beautiful black women out here in the world. Let's go, baby. It's for you.
Let me see your hands. Let me see you dance. I'm here to talk you up. Not about your pants. Let me see your hands. Let me see you dance. I'm here to talk you up. Not about your pants.
You say your show is perfect, whatever shade it be.
Right.
I understand you recalling some things that made me. They swag a jacket you, but they can't seem to pull it off. All the collagen and these models and it's still
gone.
You understand my struggle better than they ever could. You make me want to color, damn, you smell hella good.
Woo.
Look at your history, you prove that you the self as ever.
Okay.
I recognize that she hot, but baby, you just better.
Hey.
And I ain't really make this to shake your ass too. It's to pay homage for doing what you had to.
What you had.
I put you on a pedestal, it's us against the world. This and you was like this and my mama or my baby girl. Clap your hands in two-step, the rhythm's in ya. They got songs that tear you down, but here's one to mention.
Okay.
I'll never get rich and then switch it up.
Never.
Knowing damn well when I was broke, you was good enough.
Yeah,
a king need a queen on his side.
Hey.
This is for my sister that's gon' ride.
Hey.
No matter what your color, background or size.
Hey.
Together we a team that beam and just shine. So let me see your hands, let me see your dance. I'm ready to talk you up. Not about your pants. Let me see your hands. Let me see your dance. I'm ready to talk you up. Not about your pants.
Yeah.
Whatever your profession, I ain't stressing. Even if 8 is your section, recognize your blessing.
Truth.
All up in your essence. And I ain't talking magazines, cause half of them don't understand the beauty of a queen. And you can weave it out of gold natural. It don't even matter, I just wanna see you crack a smile.
So rock with me, baby, get your party on. And I ain't even gotta call your hoe to make a party song. Jam out, you held it down when your man was out. Dead beats, locked up, long shifts, you the house.
That's right.
You deserve a little something to make you feel real good. Cause most of them can survive up in the real hood.
Never.
Statistically, you should be living in misery. But somehow you came out on top, so it was meant to be. Just for the women that can make it on their own too. Never let no one own you or dethrone you. Queen, a king need a queen on the side. This is for my sister that's gon' ride. No matter what your color, background or size. Together we a team that beam and just shine. So let me see your hands, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up. Not about your pants, let me see your hands, let me see your dance. I'm ready to talk you up, not about your pants, yeah. Shouts out to the baby mamas that ain't using their kids to keep up the drama.
Okay.
1,000 women putting money on his book. That's a man, she don't care if he a damn crook.
Yeah.
2 times a big mama in the kitchen cooking. All respect in the world, baby, that's good looking. Mad love of black women all around the globe. This is Blizzard, I just felt the need to let you know. A king need a queen on his side.
Hey.
This is for my sister that's gon' ride.
Hey.
No matter what your color, background or size.
Hey.
Together we a team that beam and just shine. So let me see your hands, let me see your dance. I'm ready to talk you up. Not about your pants. Let me see your hands, let me see your dance. I'm ready to talk you up. Not about your pants. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Gotta love that. Who said I don't love you, man? Tell them niggas to kill themselves. Love me some black women. That was me, man. That was my new joint, Blizzum, Queens, by yours truly, Blizzum. If you want to download that song, by all means, go to the show page. And if you look at the bottom, you'll see a music player for Blizzum. And if you go down there, you can actually find that song, and it's a free download. I think all black women should bump that song, play it loud. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like that song, you don't play it loud. I don't want to hear your damn mouth the next time you get called a bitch in a rap song. Damn it. Support what supports you. That's all I'm saying, shawty. T. Lewis, what's happening, homie?
What's up, man?
Thanks for calling the show.
Yeah,
I'm going to get to everybody. I see now. I'm probably going to have an after party. I'm going to have to catch the replay of SOA. Damn it, man. So many people on the line that's got their hands raised and they hung around. And I'm pretty sure people had kept hitting the number one. And they got some more shit they want to add and say. So I'm probably going to hang around and do me a 30-minute after party or something like that. So no fret, everybody. You will get on the line. To my callers who have never listened to the show before and don't know anything how it works, in about 8 minutes, my show stops streaming live on the internet. I'm only scheduled and I'm only allowed to do a two-hour live show on the internet. But if you're on the phone lines, if you dial 347-934-0966, before the hour's up in about 7 minutes, then you can actually be around for the after party, but it only stays on the phone lines. It doesn't stream over the internet. So if you listen to me on the internet and you want to continue this conversation more after 10 p.m. Eastern time, which is in about 7 minutes, you must dial 347-934-0966 and get on the phone lines, okay? And then you can hang around for the after party. With that being said, I got my homie T. Lewis on the line. You dig? You know what I'm saying? Thanks again for calling the show, homie. What do you got to think about? You've been on the line for a minute waiting patiently. And I've been trying to get
you. Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. What do you think about what we've been talking about tonight? First of all, you a guy, like I asked the homie O.W., do you hear a lot of women say that when you ask them about their friends? Do you hear this a lot from women, too? Or is it, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to try to stay on track with the questions you got, but actually, I hear it a lot. I hear
uh-huh.
a lot about women. They don't get along with other women. And it's funny because I had this discussion with a couple guys I work with, and I'm like, dang, that's crazy. And I asked one female one time, and I said, I'm trying to understand this, and I said, I'm not trying to say, you know, like animals or anything like that, but I said, you see lions and wolves, and when they raise like young pups or whatever, they all hang together. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, how can you not get along with somebody who looks like you, dresses like you, talks like you, has the same?
The problem, T. Lewis, that you with what you're just saying is a lot of the women tonight said that's the problem. They don't dress like you, or they may dress better than you, or they don't think like you. One of you might be like LL said, you might have the messy chick that's in the circle, and you ain't messy, but you know she's the messy chick. You allow her in, one messy chick. You know, I think it's actually the differences in emotional, the emotional swing that women have that we don't have. It's like niggas is like, it is what it is, nigga. I'm me. If I'm thug, I'm thug, nigga. If I'm bitch, nigga, I'm bitch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? If I'm real or whatever, you feel me? Niggas kind of don't really swing like that, but women have these emotional swings that they have, and they can change on a dime sometimes. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I think that the differences in them is what's making them say they don't hang with a lot of females. Because with a guy, a female know what's up with this nigga. You feel me? She knows this nigga. Right. This is what this nigga is. But with females, they can be more wishy-washy, I think, per se. And I think that's why some of the women were saying, well, you know, women, you know what I'm saying, you know, they may be too emotional or blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's it's the fact that they may look and have the same skin but can be totally different.
Right. Which I totally agree with that. Their mindset may be different. But at the core, they still women. So the framework is basically the same, but how they go about, I guess, life experiences and things like that.
Uh-huh.
But I think it comes down to a lot of it has to do with competition, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know if it has anything to do. Sometimes it has something to do with men. I think a lot of times.
You don't think a lot of times women don't want you. They may, girl, you know, shit, a chick will fuck your man. You already know. I'm like, what? Your man might fuck your chick. You know what I'm saying?
I've had a personal experience where that actually happened, where two of my real close female friends fell out. And I said, okay, let me ask y'all this. And I asked both of them. I said, okay, y'all was road dogs. If anybody said anything about you or your dog, y'all was ready to fight. So, what happened? I don't know. She started acting funny. And that's actually a universal like response that I've gotten a lot.
Uh-huh.
That she acted funny.
I've heard that a billion times. She started acting funny. I don't know.
Right.
Motherfucker, nine times I think they be knowing. You know what I'm saying? First of all,
exactly.
I just want to kill them every time they say that. You know why. Yeah. You know, I don't know, but maybe, hey, then again, nigga, at the end of the day, you a guy, you me. Hell, sometimes you wake up and you fucking with a chick in the day, the bitch tripping. You don't even know why she tripping today. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, you know,
and that's true too.
You don't know. So, I mean, yeah.
My thing is, straight up though, I think Key made a good point about it's hard. It's like a full-time job having a friend. And somebody else said, I think it was LL, that the 80% of the women, I forgot exactly what she said, but my thing is to go down the selection process. I mean, do you purposely hang out with this particular person or whatever the case?
Yeah, like the one person who said they hang out with her because she's a fat chick, and they hang out with her because she's a fat chick, and I'm like,
that's what I'm saying.
You know,
why you set yourself up to go through this emotional roller coaster like that? Do you need that emotional roller coaster to keep yourself in alive, or what is it?
I'm this is the point of episode fucking 108. Sister versus sister. I was trying to get to the bottom of it, but one thing that did come out of the episode, I'm getting ready to go off air live in about 2 minutes. I'm gonna run the outro music and we're gonna stay on for the after party. One thing about it, I hope my sisters don't on the line don't get offended, but we did expose some things about the women today. We did expose the fact that a lot of the women give a general consensus that women are sneaky, deceptive, you know what I'm saying, you feel me?
Right.
And I find that crazy because it's always been predicted, you know what I'm saying, I mean depicted, that we are the untrustworthy sex of the two. And just after this episode tonight, I'm not buying it. You know what I'm saying? The next time a woman tell me you can't trust a man, I'm gonna be like, hey, bitch, please. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here. You don't trust 80% of the motherfucking women, let alone me. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, you know, it is what it is. Stand by, T. Lewis. I'm getting ready to open up all the lines so everybody can goddamn conversate. Let me go ahead and run the outro. Give it out, okay? Stay on the line, dog. All right. Okay, everybody. We're coming up to the end of the live broadcast stream of K100 Internet Radio. Once again, I'm your host. You got about 60 seconds to dial 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. If you're already on the phone line, make sure you got a good signal on your phone or whatever, because if your phone drop out or whatever, I'm not going to be able to call you back, because if I call you back, my switchboard disappears and I have no fucking control, and I'm just about fed up with that whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Not being able to mute, whatever. So I'm not doing any dial-outs. God damn it, make sure you in somewhere. If you got Boost Mobile, make sure you in somewhere where you got three bars or better. Damn it. All right? We're getting ready to run down to the end of the show. Welcome to everybody that's listening to the live broadcast and who can't call in because you're over in Iraq some shit or somewhere. Thanks for calling the show. I mean, thanks for listening to the show. And we'll catch you on the next episode, episode 109, which I don't even know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. But it will air Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. I'm going to run the outro music, and if you're listening to me live on the internet, you're going to hear that. And then you're going to hear silence. And if you're on the phone line, stand by. Y'all know I love the White Boy Show, Sons of Anarchy, and you know it come on fucking Tuesday nights, but all you keep staying on the line, I got about 15 people on the line, that means y'all must not be done talking. I got to sacrifice. It's all about the show, baby. I'm opening up the phones, everybody, listening up. If you got some background noise going on in the background, can you please step away from your hollering ass kids? If you're driving in the car, can you roll your damn windows up? All that right there. If you got your number, if you got your hand raised up, I'm opening up the mic, which is about 12 of y'all. Okay, Jana, LL, Key, what's up, Ruby? I didn't even get a chance to get to Ruby. Y'all got, we're gonna let Ruby talk first. What's up, Ruby?
Shay. I'm watching the Sons of Anarchy.
Hey! Don't tell me anything that's going on because they replayed in an hour.
Oh, I'm not. I'm gonna mute you.
Okay. All right. T. Lewis, Keisha L.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Dubby's still on the line. What's happening, homie? Oh, Dubby.
I'm good. I'm
what
here.
What's the song, oh, Dubby?
Huh?
What you think about that song, Queen?
I like it, man. Nice and smooth, man.
Right. Aisha's on the line. Nicole.
Yes. I'm
and Michigan Girl. Yes. Everybody's mic is open, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. A couple of y'all wanted to ask me some questions, I think, or y'all hit y'all. Oh, I see AJ on the line, too. AJ.
What up?
All right, you gotta make sure you keep your background muted for me. All right. So
okay.
If you're on, everybody's mic open. That's everybody. Everybody who's on the line right now, your microphone is open. You can speak and everybody can hear you. First of all, Ruby, do you feel like because Ruby didn't get a chance, nor did AJ. Ruby, do you have a problem with what I said about 80% of the women not being able to not wanting to fool with females? Do you feel that way? Do you think that's about right?
Yeah, that's about right.
That's about right. Why do you think that is?
Because some of them, some of them are messy. I mean, hey, mud ducks, what I call them. I call them mud ducks.
but all women are messy. So why?
No, not all women. Not all women. But see, the women that I hung out with. I grew up with, and it's just three of us, and, I mean, other than, K-100 family, this is the first time that I've ever, just outside of my friendship, women just actually talking to me, because I hang out with mostly 90% of men.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I just don't, women just, I can't be friends with women. I don't know why. They just, see what happens. I mean, shit, we just two different people. All of us are different, and they don't like what I do, or they hating on me, or saying something behind my back, or I'm not down with the drama.
So women cause drama, is what you're saying?
Some of them, and men too. So I mean,
but since you know all of them, why do you just say you don't fuck women when you know all of them ain't the same? Why?
I'm not saying that. I said I don't. I associate with. I said other than the K-100 family, I associate with them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all, the women here, they're totally different from, everybody else, because, I mean, hey, they brung me in, treat me like family. But, I mean, if I just go out there, to the club or something like that, or, meet somebody, it's something totally different.
Okay. All right. I understand that. So everybody's mic is open, all right? If you can't
hear me, everybody's not, you know, I can say, yeah, I respect these women out here. Everybody's not, you know, women and keeping it real like everybody else.
Okay. Somebody's moving the phone. Stop moving the damn phone. God damn it, man. Come on, play with yourselves out there. All right. Everybody's mic is open. Who's got something they want to add?
Go ahead, Shay.
Oh, I was just going to agree with what Ruby was saying. You know, sometimes I've come across that, and you know, too, that, you know, some chicks, they don't want to be your friend for reasons only they know. I mean, you know, that you did anything to them. I mean, you know, you go out and you, like, meet people or whatever, socialize. You know, some people, and I've been called stuck up. So maybe it's because they see you as a way that you're not, that you really aren't. I mean, they don't take the time to get to know you. And, you know, if you coming at me being all kind of like standoffish and stuff, I don't want to get to know you anyway. I'm going to keep on going. So you're not even going to get a chance to get to know me because I'm not trying to put up with all that bullshit.
But I think you ladies to these women, you know, how do you, whenever you step into a crowd and it's a crowd of women, and you step into, of course, you know, women chatter, yeah, they do. And they like to talk about one another, they do, because women are, they are, they have a bunch of drama. And I do not dispute anything that you ladies are saying. But my thing is, when do we get to a point that we say, okay, that's my sister over there, you know what I'm saying? And I know that because of life's lessons, you know what I'm saying, I know that, okay, my sister looked like she may be going through something. Or not even going through something, me just stepping up and saying, well, how are you today? You know, you look nice. You know, my daughter is very standoffish. She's 17 years old. She doesn't have any female friends, right? And she has male friends. And a lot of the same things as you women are saying, my daughter says the same thing. She's a very pretty girl. And a lot of the girls say that she's stuck up, right? And she's very standoffish. And I always say to her, you know, well, you know, try to speak. You know, speak to them. You know, just say hi. And if you, because being, you don't have to befriend everybody. You know, we don't go out to make friends with everybody. We're not trying to, you know, make a whole coalition. But, and a lot of your friends that's already in your circle are people that you're already familiar with. So it's like, you know, it's like a job to get to know somebody else. But it's okay to take them in. You understand? It's okay to not judge.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind
that.
Right. A little work.
I don't judge anybody because, I mean, what you see is what you get. I mean, I speak to everybody. I'm the same way I am out here, you know, other than, you know, around my kids and my family. You know, when I go out there, I speak, you know, hey, if they don't want to talk to me, they don't have to talk to me. I'm not finna, you know, have my nose up in the air. I'm not finna, you know, look at them all sideways. Shit, if you want to speak to me, speak to me. If you don't want to say nothing to me, hey, kick rocks. I don't care.
I think that we as women in general, we need to learn how to respect one another's differences.
Mm-hmm.
We're not all the same. We weren't meant to be all the same. And I'm from the South, and so I don't really think it's a North-South thing. I think it's
mm-hmm.
just kind of like a matter of expression. But even in my group of friends, we were all considered leaders. Like, we were all leaders in different areas in our perspective, you know. One of my friends, she was real popular in school. One of us, real a nerd. You know, we had our own thing going on, but we respected one another's differences. And
right.
if we had issues, we talked. We communicated. You know, and that's something that a lot of women don't do. You'll communicate with the next female about another female instead of just going to her. That'll solve a lot of issues. And it doesn't have to be, you know, like I think Nicole was saying about the same-sex loyalty. Now, granted, it may not be taught, but once you get a certain age, whether you're taught a certain thing or not, when you know better, you do better. And you have that option when you become an adult to do better than what you were taught. You may have been taught to be a whore, and you can grow up and say, you know what, that's not a good idea. I'm going to do something
right.
different. You can
right.
always make a change, and it has to start with yourself. People think
right.
I'm stuck up when they first meet me, but I keep a smile. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to smile and speak, and then once they get to know me, it's like, I didn't even think you was like that. You real cool. But
and see,
I don't...
for me, it's the opposite. When people meet me, because I'm very serious. I have a very stern face. I'm very serious. So whenever people meet me, they're afraid to speak to me, and I've gotten that all my life. That's why I said I always have my own circle of friends. So when people see me, they be like, oh, she crazy. Or, you know, they won't speak to me. But
you know what I do
to
women that look mean? When I see somebody that looks mean, you know, once I've kind of, you know, because I observe people first, I'm like, you know, what's wrong? Why you don't never smile? I ask
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you all right?
That is how I met a lot of my friends. A lot of my
friends. Yeah, I do stuff like that. I mean, it's not even that serious.
Right. And that's how I met a lot of my friends today. But the thing is, this, I mean, I've always been like this. And I'm learning. I'm 39 years old. I'm learning. Because I have children now, and I'm trying to teach them different things. So my thing is now, when I walk into a room, I have to, you know, I have to catch myself. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, these people ain't getting nothing to you. So I'll step into the room, and then I'll, you know, I'll smile, or I'll walk in with my serious look and just to observe, you know, my surroundings. You know, but again, this is my thing. Like I explained to him, I said, you know, we're in the Little Kim, the Nicki Minaj era. So today, a lot of females are stuck on themselves. You understand? So with that being said, I don't have time for you. If it's all about me, I don't have time for you. I don't need to know your problem. You know, and that's the attitude that a lot of these young girls portray. Now, mind you, I have a youth group, and I've taken a lot of girls. You know, I talk to a lot of girls, and a lot of these young girls are fake thugs. You know, they have children at 16, 17 years old. They have children. You know, but this is a lifestyle that they lead. So whenever they get into an atmosphere where, say, with you ladies, they step around you ladies, they'll come around you with attitude. You know what I'm saying? And they won't speak. You know, they'll turn their nose up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm around it. But my thing is, okay, you've done nothing to me. You're my sister. You understand? If you hurt, I hurt. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to figure out. When do we get back to that? You understand? Because, like I said, when I grew up, that's how we were.
Back to something you never were. Just like she was saying. If you know better, you'll do better. But half of them don't know any better because this is what they're used to. This is, I'll do whatever because it's more important that I get the attention of the people in this room, or it's more important that I get the attention of this particular person because I think, you know, she's going to be my friend and she can get me into this or get me into that. You don't know what their issue is. Some of them just are happy with continuing being in a rut.
It always starts with one. Like her, I mentor teenagers. I mentor a whole group of them. And if you can affect one, like I'm not big on making a whole bunch of new friends, but I'll give just about anybody a chance. So I have like this one chick now. You know, I wasn't necessarily looking for a new friend, but I've befriended her. So now she's in her, like, you know, I'm getting to know her phase.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to pass just she does things that I don't like. And I let her know that, okay, I don't particularly like this thing that you do, but we can still be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can disagree with what I do, but we can be cool because we're different individuals and we have to learn how to communicate with each other and embrace that about one another. We're going to be different. Everybody's not going to be shaped the same.
Right.
We're not going to be able to afford the same things. But, like, when me and her go out, she always wear jeans. And she like, I know you got on some Dawn, you know what I'm saying, heels and some, but she okay with it, and I'm okay with her. Like, you don't have to ask me what I'm wearing because you know I'm stuck when I go out.
Right.
I think that when it comes to mentoring young girls so that we're not, I think what the caller got from our conversation was a little misconstrued because this was the first conversation that she dropped in on us. I think the K100 women, we keep it very real all the time and we give our own perspective on things. But I don't think any one of us, and I may be going out on a limb, but I don't think any one of us alienates anybody. I think that when it comes to the topic tonight, oh, I don't hang out with them hoes or whatever, we're speaking, and generally, I mean, 9 times out of 10, when you stay in Panama City, a small town or whatever, when guys ask you why you don't have too many girlfriends or whatever, they know what side of town you from, and they asking you why you don't hang out with these women from your side of town or, you know, maybe from the different cliques or whatever. And then we may throw that out there, oh, them hoes nasty. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like that doesn't mean that if we were to leave Panama City and go to Michigan that we're going to say instantly them hoes messy. No, we don't know none of them. We can't say that. That's not going to be what we say. We're going to say we just got here. We ain't really met nobody yet. So we don't instantly alienate people. It's usually when that question is asked, it's specifically towards you know, why you don't hang out with such and such. They might not call a name, but it's, you know what I'm saying? That's the general understanding of that question being thrown out there when you're from a small town. As far as mentoring little girls, I would say the first thing that you need to teach a little girl, and I do have a little girl, she's 10, the first thing that you need to teach a little girl, in my opinion, is to be confident in who you are. Everybody's not going to want to be your friend. You can't make
right.
people be your friend. You
exactly.
have to be confident in who you are. And if you're confident in who you are, then somebody that's confident in who they are, y'all are going to be able to get along, because then there's no competition, because you are confident in you, and you're going to draw people into your circle that people
yep.
with like minds tend to want to hang out with each other. And then they're going to be confident, and then y'all are going to be able to get along fine. Now, as
right,
far as the girls, like you said, when they come into a room, the girls that you mentor, they come into a room, if they came into a room with us, they're going to have their nose stuck up in the air. A lot of little girls have attention issues, and that may be their way to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
If I come
mm-hmm.
in like I'm missing that Miss Nicki Minaj or Little Kim or whatever, then that's going to get me attention right off the bat. It's negative
right.
attention, but they have not been able to make the connect, know
right.
the difference
positive.
Between good attention and bad attention.
Right.
So they're
right.
just seeking attention.
Attention.
So if you can start to teach them how to seek good attention, bring good vibes that will build their confidence, and then that way it'll open the door for them to have more positive friends, because that negative energy will also attract other negative energy. Then you
mm-hmm.
got a whole group of little girls walking around with their nose stuck up in the air and these bad attitudes. So
right,
building the self-confidence first.
My daughter, this was my thing. Okay, like I said,
mm-hmm.
I just moved to North Carolina. I've been here almost a year.
And in North Carolina?
My daughter
okay.
is 17 years old. She's a very pretty girl. You understand?
Yeah.
And she doesn't. She goes to school. She went to school, right? And every other day, I'm going to the school because the little girls are trying to jump on my daughter, right? Because she.
But
she
you know why
herself.
That is? That's because she's
shot.
A pretty girl. She's a pretty girl,
right.
and she's new. So there's no way she's gonna be able to avoid that. All pretty girls have to go. It's a
that's
down,
true.
Down
but you also.
Pretty girl.
That's true. But you also have to hear what she said. She said
stigma.
That when she comes in.
I'm trying to break that stigma.
Right, but you said. Think about this. Okay, wait a minute. Think about this. You said that she has that. That
standoffish.
She's
yeah.
standoffish. So it's not because she's cute. Because I'm cute. It's not because she's cute. It's because she's giving them a wall, and people don't like that. It's like
no. It's not. No. Don't misunderstand me.
If you're standoffish, they feel like that.
When I say standoffish, I mean that she's not an outspoken person. She's very shy. My daughter's very shy. She's very
shy. Shy is different. Shy is different. That's a different
right.
energy.
If she goes to a party, no, it's really not. Understand what I'm saying? If she goes to a party and she walks into the room, because everywhere she goes, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? I'm like bodyguard, and I have to. If she goes to a party and she walks into a party, all the little kids are automatically, they start speaking, and you know, they start wanting to know who she is. But the females, on the other hand, they go to snapping their necks and rolling their eyes and bumping and, you know, doing things. So, meaning when I say she's standoffish, I don't mean in a way like she stand back and turn her nose up. Because,
she's used to people not accepting her, so she just kind of, like she said, she puts that wall up because it's like, I know that if I go here, then this is going to happen.
Right.
No, because
it might be a
feeling. She tries to reach out to she wants friends so bad, and I've prayed with her, you know,
right.
because I feel that didn't hurt her. You know, she wants to have friends. She wants to go out to the movies. She wants to go to the games. You know, she wants to do these things, but because of everybody looks at her,
yeah.
right, the stigma, they look at her as, you know, she's stuck up, you know. No, and I tell a lot of these girls, I have to, and the reason why I started my program was because of this reason, you know what I'm saying, because you stand back and you judge her, but you don't know her, just like with me.
So do you not have anyone in your group, like, anyone in your group that she can, like, relate to or, you know, start to try to be friends? If they're like 16, they're around the same age.
Or if you go places with her, if you go places with her and you're there with her, just start interacting with her in the activity,
yeah.
And that will build her confidence too. That, you know, that will teach her that, you know what, I can go anywhere by myself and still have a good time. I don't need no friends, because at the end of the day, yes, it's nice to have friends, but women have to have the confidence that I can step into a club and have a good time, get my drink on, get my dance on, and still go home and have just as much fun as the clique of 18 girls.
Yes.
And when, you know what I'm saying? So you got to have that type of confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
But it's something you have to build. It's not something that happens overnight. It's something you have
but
to build. You're going to have to be, get that confidence.
My friends still call me. Whenever I go back home, we get around my friends and we have a good time. And she's used to that. So, and she says to me all the time, said, Ma, you know, she does have one friend that she, when we was in New Jersey, that we're in North Carolina now. She had one friend, you understand? So we're in North Carolina now. So, you know, her and her friend, they interact, you know, through the computer and phone or whatever. But she says, Ma, you know, I want a friend like that. You know, I want friends like you got, you know, that sit around and just laugh and joke. And I do. I go out and I meet girls. First of all, let me say this, and this is not to be prejudiced, because like I said, I love all my young sisters. A lot of these young girls that I deal with that was in my program, a lot of them have children. They have a lot of bad habits. So I can't turn my daughter loose now to hang with these young girls.
Around them,
God forbid she may pick up their bad habits. So what I do
if you've been still, the more
she may
with
be
her
there, she may
at
be a
17,
good example to them.
She's going
to
be a good example to them, exactly. She's going
to
see, I mean, she's
them.
17 and they already got kids. She's going to look. If anything, I would say put her in that group, because she's going to look at them and say, okay, this party and y'all got to babysit. Nope, don't want what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? It's that's going to be a wake up. That's the biggest life lesson for teenagers, when they are thrown into a group of people who have chosen, because of their different paths, they have limited in themselves. And then your child can see that her limits are endless. Once you look at somebody and see where they have limited themselves, and you have a choice to make, and you know what choice they made that made their possibilities limited, then you tend to strive for the endless possibilities. You don't want to be strapped down with no baby at that age if you see somebody having to go through that all the time and all the responsibility of it.
Right.
You don't want that. You're not going to look
at that.
That's
why this show 16 and Pregnant on MTV is one of the top rated shows. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, you're not going to look at
and
that
pregnant.
And say, that's a good thing. Let me go do that. You're going to look at it and see all the bad things of it.
That's a shame, because like I said, I and a lot of things that I was you know, one of those type of people where like I didn't smile. You know, I was always serious. I'm serious about everything, because I'm always watching my surroundings. I come from, you know, from the city, and it's like, you have to, you know, this is how I had to live.
Ironic because my best friend of 20 years, she's from East Orange, New Jersey. And when she came down here, I met her in elementary school. And she was the exact same way. You know, they were really close knit up there. It was like when you had a friend, it was ride or die type thing. Your family was really close. You know, when she came down here, it was a totally different environment. But in the same token, friends aren't made overnight. They aren't made overnight.
So your
daughter's older.
You never know who to trust. But this is the thing.
And you don't. And you still, in your family, you never know who to trust. So you have to be able to start to develop a good judge of character. A lot of these things, when people say women are so deceptive and they're so sneaky, people in general are conniving and sneaky when it comes to something that they want. In general, anybody can display that type of behavior. So you have to know how to judge the person's character. And some people have character traits that aren't desirable to other people. But you have to know how to make the difference, and you know how to have to know how to treat people accordingly. It doesn't mean you can't deal with them, period. You treat them accordingly.
But
you don't know who to
thing.
Even in your own house, you don't know who to trust these days.
And that's the scary thing. And that's what my whole thing was. I understood the forum, you understand? But my thing was, okay, like we all do. We all sit back and we talk about things, or we see things on the TV and we shake our head and we say different things like, oh, wow, you know. But my thing is, when do we get to that point where somebody says, okay, I'm going to make a difference, you know, and I raise my hand.
It can be now. It can be now. It don't have to be a big thing. You don't have to start a big old nationwide foundation.
I can't hear you.
I said, you don't have to, it can be now, it can be tomorrow. You don't have to start a nationwide, because see, this is where we get it messed up. we think we have to do this big, gigantic thing, and it has to be, it can be one person. Take one female. I took one little girl, and I took her in. She lived in my house. I took her, and her mom didn't mind. You know, her mom couldn't do certain things. She was like, can I go stay with her? I said, she can come and stay with me over the summer. I'm going to take her in. I'm going to work with her. Now, it may, you know, sometimes you just have to go outside the box. We stay so much inside these little four walls, inside our little world,
yeah.
And we get so preoccupied with our little issues and situations.
Right.
Well, we don't realize a lot of people are way worse off. We see the little girl over there, her hair is falling out. And I taught my daughter, I said, don't talk about people. Don't be like, oh, her hair is so nappy. You don't know what's going on. Her mama may be barely able to afford to feed her, and you worrying about what her head looks like.
Right, yeah.
You know, so that's something you have to start with one, and it starts in your own house. And then you reach outside of your home like you're doing, and you just take one. It don't have to be a big thing, one person. And then that one person will go to another one person. And so you just start it like that. You know, we can't tackle this thing in a month or a day or a year. It's going to take time. It took time to get us this way, so it's going to take time to fix it.
It takes every last one of our daughters that we have now and the daughters that we don't have in the future to teach them how to be real women and to, you know, have confidence in themselves. And then they're going to attract a group of women like them that was taught the same thing. And then, you know what, after a while, they're going to let other people in their group because they're going to be accepting of people no matter how they are.
Exactly.
And women are going to see that negative energy, that negative attention that you're seeking. That's not, you know, come on, we don't do it like that over here. We still have fun. So why don't you just stop being mad about everything, enjoy life, and have fun with us.
Enjoy life. And we may not be around to see it. You know what I'm saying? It could be 100 years from now, but that doesn't mean we didn't make a difference. You can always make some type of difference.
I got about 5 minutes, and I'm going to get ready to go offline. But I got to say one thing. Damn it. Y'all know I got to keep it going.
You know,
wait. One thing about me, obviously I'm sitting back, and everybody who listens to my show knows I talk way more than what I'm letting y'all have this because this is needed. I want you sisters to get together. You feel me? I want you sisters to politic. I want y'all to have these conversations. You feel what I'm saying? It takes a nation of millions. You understand what I'm saying? Me and my brothers need to have these conversations. One thing about me, I laugh, talk, joke. I may do a lot of things. You feel me? But at the end of the day, I love my people. You feel what I'm saying? I want us to be better off than what we are right now. So I would never just interject. But I got to say one goddamn thing, okay? I hope that this lets us men off the damn hook as being a reason why motherfucking women don't like women. Why? It's because y'all dog-ass niggas want to fuck our friends and blah, blah, blah. I just hope.
I'm saying, Than just the men. You understand? You guys are not 100% of our issues. You understand? We have way more issues before we even get to you. You understand?
So we've been saying this whole show.
Ain't nobody said that. He put them on that hook. Now you let y'all off that hook because we didn't give it to you.
Well,
but let me just say one more thing.
We get a lot of blame for a lot of things. And I'm just trying to say, when it comes down to certain things, I think we get blamed for some things that ain't really necessarily our fault. Now, let me ask y'all one more thing before I go. Would y'all, can y'all, this is just for all the fellas, all right? Can y'all understand what I was saying? All the ladies on the line. I got about 10 of y'all still here. Can y'all understand what I was saying that when women say that men are dogs and men are blah blah blah, can you understand that
you
y'all have to understand how tough it is? Y'all have to understand how tough it is. It, that for us to deal with y'all emotional swings and issues and stuff like that, it's really tough for us. Yeah, we may be the ones who may have it hard to be monogamous, but just like that's a fault of a lot of men, and I'm not excusing it for cheating or anything like that right there, you have to contend that y'all take us on emotional roller coaster rides that we are ill-equipped to be, and prepared to handle also. And
give yourself a round of applause.
Heard this episode, we have established that y'all, in fact, are some sneaky, conniving, emotional creatures. And we
no,
all
no,
are.
No, no.
Why are you taking
conniving.
The negative?
Yeah,
why
yeah,
are you taking the negative comments?
If y'all men didn't enjoy,
if y'all men didn't enjoy the emotional roller coaster ride, y'all stop messing with us.
Well, I like one kind of ride. I love
the
kind of
ride. That's what I said.
Yeah,
I like
the cowgirl.
I like that ride, but not the emotional ride.
Okay,
take the good with the bad,
baby. Yeah. Y'all enjoy the emotional ride too. Y'all enjoy the emotional ride too because you're there. You're there throughout the whole time.
Keep you involved.
Yes.
Guess what? You go for a walk, but you come back. But no matter where you go, you're going to run into that emotional creature. You understand? But no matter where you go, all of us are emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So
y'all are more extreme than
us. To what degree? It's just to what degree. And you need to, when you meet a woman, you need to figure out to what degree you're willing to deal with her emotions. Some
exactly.
Women are more emotional than others. So if you got
exactly.
One that's super emotional,
fine.
And you're not with
you know what?
It, you already
I can't
know what
get
to
no
do.
Love. You know what? It's 10 against 1. Jana, did you ask me something, Jana?
Yeah, be thankful, brother, that you haven't been through most of your life going through PMS, because that there alone is emotional roller coaster.
Are y'all still using that old excuse? Humble.
Okay, wait, please, I can't let him have it. I can't let him do it because it's so.
Let me tell you, at this point, he is sitting over there thinking of things to piss you off. That's his madness. That's his method to his madness right now. He wasn't able to solve his whole
It must be a
either.
Commercial
you know
on that show.
I'm going to say this.
I let y'all have y'all goddamn. I let y'all have y'all female empowerment powwow, damn it.
That's because you put the phone down to watch that TV show.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I haven't because I can't watch. I don't want to miss it. I'm just going to catch the next
one. It is good.
Hey.
I'm watching it too.
Well, I'm cooking dinner.
Go in the after party so you can watch your show and stop trying to stir mess because you being messy right now.
Yes.
Oh, no. You being messy.
Am I being
right
messy?
Now.
All right. I'm going to kill myself for being messy. All right. I was being messy. My bad.
Yes, you was.
I was just trying to see what was going on.
That's all right. You're going to have blowing for a whole month because of that.
I want the female version of bro before home.
Before dick. That's what we said, chick before dick.
That's
that
what
already.
I want. That's it.
Now.
That'll solve everything.
Y'all will never get
that's
there.
Okay. I get that all the time.
Hold on. Ask me the question now, one else.
My question is, today, do you think that a lot of the emotional roller coaster that these women are handing out to you guys stem from you guys?
What? No, y'all are DNA.
Keep women being hurt and being neglected. No daddies in the house.
What you talk about, Willis?
You know what she means.
Y'all are just emotional as hell anyway. Yeah, if your man cheat on you, it's going to make you 10 times more emotional. But y'all are just like that.
Not even just that. Even when it comes to the lack of fathers in the home. You know, you got all these single parents.
Or cheating.
They don't have that male influence to let them know how to grow up and what's respect and that type of thing. That not
exactly.
Just cheating and all that type of stuff. We're talking about out the gate when you just lead a mom there to raise the kids and you doing whatever. It's
and
more
you
than
not
just
know
cheating.
How a man is supposed to treat you. You know what I'm saying? You're not knowing that a man is supposed to to nurture you, you know what I'm saying, and build you up. You're not knowing all these things. So every little thing that he does, you nitpick at it because you never knew.
Refer to the Willie Lynch letter. Refer to the Willie Lynch letter, and it'll explain a lot of that.
Now you want to blame all that on the Willie Lynch letter now. You
no, I'm just saying, that's
that.
Where it started. That's where it started. Yeah,
exactly.
Where it
exactly.
Made the woman
exactly.
Take on the blame of the man.
Exactly.
Brainwashing. It explains
now,
the ego. You get to the root, you can fix the problem.
Well, can I blame being hard to be monogamous on the Willie Lynch letter? Can I blame that too?
You know what? We don't have a problem with men. We don't have a problem with men cheating. We don't have a problem with men doing whatever. We just have a problem with you.
You don't have a problem with men cheating.
With you.
It's all your fault.
You and your kind. You and your kind.
You must atone for all men.
You people.
Wow.
That's you. Big Hail Marys.
You
see what happens when you be trying to press people buttons?
You know what? I'm not gonna sit here and be badgering on my own damn show.
We're
how
bashing.
About
not bad.
Well,
we're bashing
you tomorrow. We'll badger you tomorrow then. And Thursday and every
but
Monday and
really,
Thursday
oh,
after
oh.
That.
Oh, make sure all of you women who don't have it, I'm pretty sure most of the women didn't have it. But if you don't have it, make sure you download my song, Queens, and post it on your Facebook wall and tell everybody about the song, because I think that's a song that black women need to hear, and it needs to be shared. Help me promote.
Post it on my page.
Help me promote positive music for the sisters, please. Thank you.
Yeah,
hey,
girl, I'm a girl all night. She deserves something to eat. Yeah. Okay.
Wait.
Post it on my page. It might my
first
time we got
all,
about 2 weeks anyway.
I didn't
anyway.
Say you to promote Bet the House. I said Queen. Okay. Well, you should promote Bet the House and all other shit, actually. But
I like that song, though. Because I'd be hungry if I've been drugged all night. Yeah, give me some eat.
You're right. It's only right, baby. That's why I said it. It's only fair. I'm going to fuck you all night. I'm going to cook you breakfast and everything. It's how I do.
And what are you doing on the 1st of Virginia? No, I'm just playing.
It's only right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's only fair. I ain't mad about that. You know
unless
what I'm saying?
Unless it's temp sex. Now I'm getting any eat.
Yeah, I
can't $5 tell them to go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
All right.
Give them a good cheese sandwich.
I enjoyed you guys tonight. I really did. I enjoyed you, and I hope to listen to some more of your blog radio. I really
right.
enjoyed this. Like I said, this is the first time, and I'm trying to get some more of my family on the on the line and share some of the input. You know,
right.
just to check out see what you guys are talking about.
Well, you know, we got 107. We got 107 episodes, so I'm telling you, we've had some doozies. You know what I'm saying? Tell the ladies, need to go check out the replays.
Yeah.
Where can I check that out at?
On the website, on the actual www.blogtalkradio.com, /K-100. When you go to the show page, you'll see where it says previous shows, and you know what I'm saying? Click on it, and I got I got over 100 episodes, and I got some stuff. You might want to check out the Freakometer Parts 1 and 2, Cheaters 101. All kind of episodes.
And
y'all help me out, man.
If you hear my name, Ruby, that bitch is crazy. Just overlook
what
her.
What you said was, what is it, Paul 100?
Paul 100.
Ruby, anywhere near your mentoring group.
blogtalkradio.com/K, K, then put a dash, then the number 100, K-100. And you see the middle finger, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Then, check me out, you know what I'm saying? If you hit we air live, like I said, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m., I got a set schedule, you feel me? And I've had a lot of great shows. I actually talk about more serious shit than I do the fun shit, but when I talk about the fun shit, it be crunk and fun, and everybody loves those shows. But I have a lot of shows where I talk about some serious things that's addressing black people and issues with us, with our men and our women and our kids. I've talked about everything, political shit, everything. I run the gambit. So it's a real, well-rounded show. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And like I said, I really enjoyed you guys tonight.
Nice having you.
Yes, nice having you. And you can't let Ruby near some of the people in your group.
None of them.
Keep her away from the girls.
Keep her away from the girls because she is wild, telling you.
Why are you speaking of yourself in third person?
You know what? Hey.
That's why you gotta put me out there like that.
How you know I wanted her to know who I was?
Okay, I'm sorry. She's in serious mode. Like, you can disguise. You can disguise your voice, then Ruby. Okay.
Did anybody miss episode 107 last night? Did y'all hear that exchange?
Oh my God!
Ooh,
I missed it. I gotta go back and listen to it.
Oh my God!
I was on an online class. I couldn't even listen.
You gotta go back and hear 107 last night. You gotta go back. It starts about 15 minutes before the after party, so you can go ahead and just fast forward till about 9:45.
What was it about? Give me a hint. What was it about? I need a preview.
Past you post, it'll catch you up real quick. It's like a commercial for the. After party.
If you're on the page,
okay. if you're on the private page, you'll see what started it.
I'm not on the private page anymore.
Yes,
well,
you are.
We know you get kicked off once a week.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'll send you an invitation again, Ruby. You're just going to get kicked off again, but I'll send you another invitation.
Ruby, how will we be getting no punishment from the
heck you be doing, Ruby? What you be doing, Ruby?
What you doing? What restrictions?
I don't know, but you know what? This is my fourth time. Two times I did not have any kind of new pictures or nothing, so this is my fourth time.
Picture to you, Ruby, means your hand was over it. That's still a new picture.
That's what I'm saying.
FYI.
So, Blizzard,
if you put a sticker,
in case
a sticker,
did so.
Whatever, your name, it's still a new picture, Ruby.
Hey, right. You know what? There's more people out here that got. There's more people. Hey, you know what? There's more people on Facebook that got more shit that's showing than what I had on there.
So,
people got crushed cans and stuff in their mouth.
You be getting kicked off just in case you do something. That's the thing. When you get kicked off just in case you do something.
Don't kick her off.
I bet it, my homegirl. I bet you $200 I'll probably get kicked off in 2 weeks.
Well, you just lost that. You feeling like it.
Say.
Ridiculous.
Go
but
on
you
next
gotta
time
if you didn't hear
a third person.
If you didn't hear 107, you gotta go check it out. Like I said,
gotta go check it out right now.
Fast forward till about like, you know, 1 hour and 45 minutes in and it starts about like 15 minutes before we get ready to get off the show. The guy was one of my last callers and his girlfriend, one of my Kuss on Deck, my homegirl Maya, she called in.
She went hard on him. And she
broke up with her dude and they aired it out on the show and I let them it went in. So that's a crazy episode. You gotta check it out.
Hey, you know what? She made him a bitch. She made him a bitch. I'm sorry. Hey, you know what? I ain't believe they had bitch made niggas bitch in there. I know.
All right, ladies. I'm out of here.
You're missing the show.
I'm not. I'll catch the next replay. I can't even start. I can't even come in there and watch the end of it. I'm not even gonna do it. All right. I'll catch y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Later.
Night.
Bye.